The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msenews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Where we're getting set for high school football this evening on Kit Radio. Homecoming 2023 for Mar Hill Mount Academy as they play host to Pleasant Ridge. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Kit Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here, and to my left, Tom Counts. And Gus, we're right ready to tee this thing up and get this thing underway, this NEKL pairing tonight.
Yeah, should be a fun one here. It's homecoming. Activities going on in Mar Hill Mount Academy, sitting here counting, trying to make sure they've got 11 guys on and back deep for the Rams, who won the toss, elected to defer. You're going to see Hunter Dooley and Cooper Byne.
For the Ravens, it's going to be freshman Jace Campbell to put a toe to the football. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. There's the kick. It's away. Bounding at the 30, kicking at the 27-yard line by Cooper. Byne will start to the left, now cut to the right. It's a 35-40. Cooper breaks the tackle, 45-50. Cooper Byne, he's going to take the opening kickoff of this football game, and he's going to go the distance, 73 yards. Cooper Byne scores on the opening kickoff.
Cooper Byne's one of those explosive players in this Northeast Kansas League. That time he got the ball on the left side, had wall right, was able to get to the wall, and then he was able to make a play. What a spectacular job by the Pleasant Ridge. Kind of do it all guy. He's going to be their quarterback. He's their safety. He's their kick returner. I expect him to probably return punts tonight. And now we're going to see Pleasant Ridge line up for the two-point conversion. They're going to quickly run a guy off the field late. No, they're going to kick it. Excuse me.
And put a total. It's going to be Briella de Moranville. Briella. She'll be kicking this PAT, little right foot soccer style attempt. It's going to be held by Cooper, who just made that run. Snap is nice. The placement is good. The kick airborne and counted. We're going to get a timeout, Joseph. 14 seconds into the ball game. Lightning is struck quickly. Pleasant Ridge 7, Mar Hill Mount Academy coming up.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Haven't even gotten the hot dogs unwrapped and the popcorn reached into yet, and already it's a 7-0 game as the opening kickoff returned by Pleasant Ridge. Rams, a conference opponent, geographically very, very close, just right down 73 Highway, south of Atchison, not that far. And so these teams are an incredibly good natural rival. And Briella is going to be teeing it up at the 40-yard line. She'll be kicking it away. And the Ravens have their return set up from the 15-yard line. And we're set to get this thing back underway and let the Ravens have their first touch of the ball. Here's the boot. It is in over end, and it'll be taken at the 23. Straight up the middle, looking for a block. Hit at the 28 and down at the 29-yard line. The return by Jack Moore from our Hillman Academy. Camden Thompson with the kick coverage for the Rams, and it'll be first and 10. MHMA will get their first touch of the ball here this evening. It is a just spectacular night here in Atchison, Kansas. We're so glad to have you along with us this evening. 77 degrees here at kickoff time. Just a little bit of a breeze, not much, and it could not be more pleasant. The morning rains have moved out, and it is crystal clear out here. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens. Running back to the left side of quarterback Luke Siebert. He'll make the handoff and hit in the middle of the line and being tackled very quickly by Lucas Heim. A short gain for the Ravens on first down. Ball carrier James Peltzer. This Raven team, Gus, is short on experience, long on heart. Only a few seniors on the club, and two of those seniors in the starting rotation, Shane Soxie and Thomas Bowes. The predominant group, sophomores and juniors, even a freshman or two out there. Second down, 9 for the Ravens. Minute into the game. QB back to pass, running for his life. Siebert looking downfield, and he's going to wisely chuck that thing out of bounds. That was a smart play for the junior QB.
That time, Jack Maley, the junior defensive end, got up the field quickly, forced a quick pass, and it's going to bring up now a third, right?
Yep, it's going to bring up a third down and 9.
There
we go. In spite of what it says.
I had it as third down, but then I was looking across the way, and I'm like, well, maybe it's not. But the case, and it will be third down for Moore Hill Mount Academy.
Very wide to the left side. It's going to go one receiver. It trips. It's going to wide to the right. Quarterback Luke Siebert. No tight end in close. Running back is going to shift over to the right side. It's going to be Peltzer. He's in typically to block. QB's going to be back to throw. Running again. Rolling right, looking downfield. Will elude the first defender, but not the second and third. And that's the biggest man on the field for either team. Maddox Somerville wraps Siebert up, makes a tackle for the loss of about 8.
Well, that time, the defensive end got into the backfield. And that was John McAvoy. He kind of turned that play in a little bit, and then Maddox Somerville right there to clean it up. Cooper Byne will be back deep to return the kick, and by deep, he's going to settle in right around the midfield strike.
Okay, we talked about Somerville, and again, we have no heights or weights, but I'm going to put him down at 6'3", 285. What do you think?
I think you're probably spot on there.
High kick. It's going to bounce and take a Raven bounce beyond the 50-yard line and go down to the 47. So for the Rams, it'll be first and 10. And they will have their first offensive snap of the game coming up. The Ravens, guys, don't take much time off the clock in that first possession. Again, throwing on 2 of their 3 downs. And again, the incompletion, stop at the clock. So it does not take long. What is that? 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Hand off right side, getting to midfield and being wrapped up there. A short slant over to the right side run by Lane Wagabooth. Lane's going to pick up about 3. Right nose up to the midfield mark, Jack Moore. He's the guy we saw on that kick return a moment ago. Makes that tackle. Jack is a sophomore.
Jack was the guy we watched play a little bit last year, got injured early on in the season, and good to see him back there and healthy this year.
Second down to the 50-yard line. The Rams in the traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, with that navy blue and gold headgear lettering a trim. Second down, quarterback, 7-step drop, fires man over the middle. It's going to be caught and then intercepted. It is, then they're going to call it incomplete. Wow, I thought he had picked his pocket.
Yeah, he did. He had a great job of getting in there, getting the football, but as he fell to the ground, the nose of the football hits the ground and bounces back into his midsection. So with the incompletion, it'll bring up now a 3rd and 7 for Pleasant Ridge. And they've got some decisions to make. If they don't get it here, I would expect them to keep the offense on the field.
That was a great effort by Peter Rapplinger. They're getting a hand on that ball and batting it around, but it'll go incomplete. I thought he picked his pocket. I really did. I thought he'd stolen that thing away. Third down and seven. Still at the 50. Rams in an apparent passing down. Quarterback Cooper back to throw. Looking right, pumps down. He's going to run with the football. Gets to the 50. Hit, and a great second effort is going to have him very close to the first, and he's going to be just short. Yep. That time, more Hillmount Academy making the stop on the play and getting up there. It's going to be Kendi Burt, the sophomore, going to make the stop on the play. It'll bring up a fourth, and they're going to measure this, but where they spotted it on the far sideline, they came in, they were a little short, but the more I look at this thing, I'm not completely sure. Now they're going to decide, hey, it's going to be fourth and about the length of the football that's running. The ball now at the 44-yard line of MHMA, and as you had predicted, it is going to be offense staying out of the view for Pleasant Ridge. 7-0 Rams with that early lead and 8:45 in county to go in the opening quarter. Very wide to the left side. It's going to be Wyatt Gwortney. Wyatt, a junior, wide out. Wing to the right, wing to the left. Quarterback will hand off, running back. Hit in the backfield. He's going to break away and be stopped. The Ravens defense holds, and what a play by Mike Severo. Yeah, Mike Severo, the sophomore, gets in the backfield on a fourth and inches. He throws him for a loss on the play, and for Pleasant Ridge, much like Moore Hill Mount Academy, they will find themselves out on a three-play drive.
So for the Ravens, their finest field position of the afternoon coming up here. I'm going to adjust that and turn that there and turn that there, Joseph. It's probably back twisting knobs going, what have you just done? But we're going to try this, Joseph. I like this much better. First and 10, MHMA thrown 45-yard line. Motion's going to go to the right side. They'll pitch it over to the jet sweep, trying to get to the edge and cutting back into the middle, getting across the line of scrimmage, but picking up only a single yard. It's going to be Amari Shepard, a sophomore running back. They had him in motion. The defense had closed off the outside, so the only thing he could do, he was looking at Maddox Somerville. He had to cut and turn up into the middle and got what he could, and that was one.
Yeah, he had to make a decision. He knew he couldn't get to the corner because Pleasant Ridge had done a good job of cutting it off, but running into the middle means you're going to have to run by Maddox Somerville, and that's not going to be an easy task out there. Big guy, nice wingspan. He's going to be tough all night.
He anchors the middle of both of the offense and defensive lines. It's a second down nine for the Ravens from their own 46-yard line. Homecoming 2023, the crowd continues to make its way in here tonight. Quarterback back to throw, in trouble. Siebert running, hit again, and he is going to be down back at the 42, losing a half a dozen. Lucas Time, the primary tackler on the play for Pleasant Ridge. Give Lane Wagamuth the second half of that sack. So what do we get, half a piece?
Yeah.
If you ever wonder how a guy gets a half a tackle, that's
point,
it.
The right point there. Five drives me nuts, but I always like to give it to him because they earned it.
Luke Siebert, quarterback, comes over and talks to Raven head coach Zach Fredrickson. Zach, good player at Benedictine when he had his college career. Cross down. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a third down and a dozen. Quarterback is back to throw again. Siebert being chased. In trouble. Gets it away. High pass caught. 45-50. Coming up just short of the first down by about a yard at the 47-yard line. Lane Wagamuth with the stop. And Gus, are the Ravens certainly not going to leave their offense out there as well on a fourth and one?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well at this point, right? You went three and out on your first drive. You had a big defensive stand to start this drive. So I say you leave the offense out there. You find your favorite play. And you know what I might do right here? I feel like at this point in the game, go with a hard count. Try to just draw them off sides if nothing else.
Right, and the Ravens did a wonderful job. Coach had a nice play call a moment ago as he took advantage of the pursuit of that defense and throwing that little pass into the open area in that defense. Fourth down and one. There was a hard count, but it didn't work. That bounced to the outside, and a great second effort. Where they're going to spot him? They're going to give him the generous spot, but it's still not enough. I think he's just short of the 45-yard line. Jack Malley with the stop. This thing is, they're going to have to bring a stick in on this one. This one is really close. And here we go.
All right, so they gave him about another football length. But I'm going to tell you, with the bend in that line, I think you're going to have to bring the stick in and make sure.
Now, you know, as the years have gone by, usually we would have felt like 15 measurements a game. Hardly ever do we see the sticks come in anymore. But we're going to have them come in now. And just nose up.
to the Ram 45-yard line. It's where they've spotted this thing down. They stretch a chain. Half a length of a football. The spare. First and 10 Ravens. That was a good spot, and just that was a great second effort for the Raven running back to lunge forward and pick up that first down.
Yeah, knew where the sticks were, knew he needed to get to the 45-yard line, did a great job of reaching forward, getting to it. And now, at the 6.5 mark of the first quarter, Morehill Mount Academy with their first down of the night, moving the football in this drive.
They're going to see if they could capitalize on that. Basically got four receivers to the wide side of the field. Quarterback is back to throw again. Steps up, now he's going to run. Looking for a block, trying to get outside. We'll turn the corner, 45, down to the 40. Receivers close to the first down, around the 35-yard line. And here's what happens when you send that many receivers out. If you can elude those four linemen, you got some green between them and those defensive backs who have to move up.
Yeah, exactly. Right there, your linebackers were dropping a little bit. And so Luke had some good running lanes. Nice job of picking up 7 yards on the play. Let's call it second and three now for the MHMA offense.
We're midpoint of the opening quarter, 7-0, Rams in front. Here in Atchison, Kansas this evening, NEKL, High School Football on Care Radio. Bringing up a second down at a long two inside the 40-yard line in Ram territory. Siebert back to throw, looking left, now steps straight ahead, finding some room, goes to the 35, gets the first down, close to the 30-yard line, Lucas Heim, and with the tackle. And now, guys, the Raven offensive linemen, I think, have figured something out. When that rush comes, and you don't have them stopped, and the quarterback steps up, instead of trying to push him back, push him the other way. Push him to the backfield behind the quarterback.
Okay, right there, exactly. You start pushing them a direction, right? Let the defensive lineman dictate which way he wants to go. Wall him off, and then you force your ball carrier to find that lane.
Siebert was able to do it for a Raven first down. It's first and 10, Marhill Mount Academy. The ball is on the ground, and Ridge has covered it up. The exchange between the quarterback and the running back never happened. The ball hits the ground, and Pleasant Ridge, opportunistic, is going to cover it up and take it away.
Getting in there, Dennis Hund, number 69, the sophomore, able to cover up the football. And so a tough break for MHMA. It was a possession that was looking good. They were starting to get some things to click on offense. And then a quarterback-running back exchange cost them that possession.
So for the Rams, they dodge the bullet, and we'll see if they're able to do something with their second possession here. Quarterback is going to hand off his little reverse play, cutting over to the right side, hit and spun down. Oh, that was a nice defensive play. And Gus, that is the value of, coaches tell you all the time, stay at home. Don't get taken in. Jacob Murphy with the tackle on the play, a gain of only a couple of yards. Reverses could be really tricky. I mean, if you bite on that, I mean, this guy's going, he's going a long, long way. Second and 8. Rams with the football. Look at that little inverted bone around a quarterback. He'll keep it himself. Boot to the left side. There's you using your best running back, and there he goes. 50-45-40. The second touchdown of the game is going to be scored by Cooper Buying. He will scoot to the left 62 yards for the score, and the Rams will double their lead.
Yeah, Cooper Vine has a 73-yard kick return and now a 62-yard sweep, and Pleasant Ridge finds themselves up 13 with the PAT coming their way.
Back in again to kick the extra point for the Rams is going to be Briella DeMaranville. Again, Gus, as a coach, I don't care if you're high school, professional, college, whatever. One of the, I think, imperative things, and we don't always see him do it. Now the snap is too high. Quarterback is back. Throws for the 2-point conversion, and it's no good and incomplete and unsuccessful. My point being, you try to get the ball in the hands of your playmakers, and that's what they did right there. We're taking the break. Joseph, 4 minutes and 51 seconds to go. Opening quarter in Atchison. It is now Pleasant Ridge 13, MHMA nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We'll be right back.
absolutely outstanding. Many in the stands on both the home and visitor side. The track lined up, of course. At halftime, there will be the crowning of homecoming royalty here tonight. And it's always good to see the alums and friends of the school come into town.
An odd number has got to be a first, right?
I've never really seen them have any school have three queen candidates, but only two king candidates.
It's obviously not going to go with any odd number. All right, this Morehill Mount Academy jersey. Is it new this year?
I don't know.
I feel like the gold foiled number is really difficult to read this year.
Here's the boot away, in over end. And again, relatively short. It's going to bounce at the 25, roll to the 30, get picked up there, and wrapped up down at the 35-yard line. Frankly, it was a good job of just getting your hands on the ball because it bit in the soft turf because it rained an inch and a half here in Atchison last night. It bit and kicked away from the return, and that was hard to handle.
You know, yesterday at about 7:17, that ball would have kicked and gone towards the end zone. Tonight it just kicked and kind of dug itself home.
First and 10. Here comes the Raven offense. Two to the left side, one to the right, two to the right. Handoff is going to go to the running back straight ahead. Running 35 to the 40-yard line. Nice little run. Hit in the middle, James Peltzer. That was good for five. Bet she'll take five every time. Here playing Wagaboo with another tackle. I didn't have a great first half.
Yeah, wouldn't Mr. O tell you 5 times 4 is 20?
Yeah, he didn't say that, but he would have said that.
I think that was by the time I got there. That's what he said. 5 times 4 is 20, right? So, yeah, you're picking up 5 every time. Life is good. But for Morehill Mount Academy, they put together a really good drive on their last possession, lost it on that fumble. And, again, this is a good drive. Start to put some things together, run some time off the clock.
Here we go again. The Ravens really go with that wide outset. Quarterback is looking left. Now he's in trouble. Steps up. Hit from behind. They're going to be spun down. Back at the 33-yard line. Catching him from behind for Pleasant Ridge. Is that Austin back there?
Yep. Austin Green playing that nose tackle position. A junior for Pleasant Ridge. And if you look out there, Austin Green kind of reminds you a little bit of Brett Shepherdson, right? He's playing with the club on the right hand.
Yeah, and here's what the Ravens are going to need to do ultimately, while I'm no coach, but if you're going to send four receivers out, two to the left and two to the right, got to get rid of that ball pretty quickly because you're limited now how many blockers that you've got in front of you. Got to get rid of that thing because you're going to get some pressure in a hurry. Third down at a dozen for the Ravens at their own 33. Nobody in the backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. Again, Chase running, goes to the outside. They close him off. He throws it downfield, and it is going to be caught right at the first down marker. Is he inbounds? He is. It'll be 2 yards short. That was a good spot by the official who, as the receiver came down with the ball, was hit and pushed backward. So he's going to be a couple of yards short around the 43. And so for the Ravens at their own 43, as Chase Campbell, the freshman, pulls that thing in. It's decision time for Coach Fred, and he says, offense, show me your stuff.
Mind it, right? Like, you rolled the dice a couple times on your very first possession. You got to three and out, and then you fumbled on your last one. So, again, force the issue right here.
I got Ian Bowes wide to the left side wearing the bright pink socks, and we got a penalty marker. We had somebody move, I think.
So now, instead of being 4th and 2, you're looking at 4th and 7, and that's a little bit different, especially when you're going to be backed up inside your own 40. So, yeah, the right call here is to be punting the football.
And that's what the Ravens will do. So MHMA is going to be forced to kick the football away. You're going to have Jackson Weiss, a sophomore. He's going to settle in around his own 27-yard line to kick this thing away. And you know he's back there, okay? It's Cooper Bang. He is the guy on this team. Snap back, helmet high. The advance on the kick. The left-footed boot is away and caught by Bang. It's a 35, 40, 45, 50. Runs over a defender who finally brings him down at the 47-yard line. So net gain on the punt, about 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah, Cooper is just an exciting player when he gets the ball in his hands, right? He caught the ball, danced away from the first two defenders, and then all of a sudden it looked like he had a little bit of an avenue and then got caught by a defender right there. But for Pleasant Ridge. They're going to start this in MHMA territory at the 47-yard line.
Okay, I got a question for you. Is tomorrow we have Benedictine football on Kent Radio. The Ravens are going to be hosting on Family Weekend Culver Stockton. And when you talk about that punt, I want to discuss that as we get set for this 1st and 10 for the Rams. 1st down of the 46, motion to the left side, hand off to the sweep man. He'll walk the tightrope over to the left, get stood up, lifted in the air, and they're finally going to say his forward progress is stopped, but he's picked up a 1st down in the process, I think.
And as far as I know, kickoff tomorrow is still 1 o'clock.
Kickoff tomorrow, as far as I know, is still at 1 o'clock.
See that, all those MIAA schools, Missouri Western, Pitt State, Washburn all moved their 6 o'clock games to 12 kickoffs.
Is that right? Well, Benedictine has changed the time of some soccer games.
Yeah, 2 and 4.
Tell you what, we've got a point that we're going to try to get to, but first the Ravens are going to take a timeout. They'll try to decide how they're going to handle this situation that we're looking at. We'll be back. We're 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the opening quarter in Atchison. Pleasant Ridge 13, Ravens scoreless.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Good to have you back with us here. Guy Galley Field here on the campus of Mar Hill Mount Academy. Just inside 2 minutes to play. And the Rams are going to pick up a 1st down on that 1st play right out of the timeout. They're going to advance to 6. Well into Raven territory. Spot them down around the 23-yard line. 13-0 Rams in front on a couple of Cooper Buying touchdown runs. A couple of long, long Cooper Buying TD runs. And here comes the Ram offense. Single man to the backfield. Ridge is going to have receivers left and right. QB's going to keep it. Cuts right. Cuts left. Gets across the line of scrimmage. And again, even when the linebacker core makes contact, Cooper Buying just kind of leans forward, gets the legs driving, still able to pick up about 6 on that 1st down carry right into the teeth of the defense. 2nd down, 4. Pleasant Ridge. There are many, many games going on around the care listening area this evening. Along with this one here in the NEKL, Rossville is at Effingham for the ACCHS homecoming this evening. Guys, Tigers are going to have a little homecoming fun. Quarterback is back to throw. We haven't seen him do this much. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, throws across the body. He's got a man just out of the reach of Camden Thompson. It will go incomplete.
Now, as Hunter Dooley comes back to the huddle, he's going to have a word with Cooper. Because did you see Hunter Dooley right around the 10-yard line wide open? And that time, Cooper, instead of checking down, he was going for the big play to the back of the end zone. Incomplete. It'll stop the clock with 42 seconds left here in the 1st quarter, it will be a 3rd and 5 for the Rams.
Rams are going to go wide to the left side with Mason Ewart. And again, they're going to go to that, I'm calling that an inverted bone, you know, around the quarterback. The handoff will go to the fullback. He will bounce outside, get hit, breaks the tackle, gets hit again, does not break that one. And he is going to be very close to the 1st down around the 11 or 12 yard line. Deep in Raven territory, they're going to say it's 4th down and, as we've had a couple of times already tonight, Gus, 4th down at about the length of a football at the 12.
Give Thomas Bowles credit for the tackle right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Now, Pleasant Ridge, what's the decision to make? Not much of a decision. They're going to go for it, but exactly how are they going to try to pick up this 1st down?
Wait, are they calling it a 1st down now? Are they moving to 6? They are. So there we go. Hold on. Are we going to allow this play? There were no sticks set. Chaos out of the field. And now there's a big scrum, and they're going to call us a touchdown. That was a mess.
Yeah, and I don't think head coach Spencer Foster is exactly thrilled with what happened right there because he called a quarterback sneak on what he thought was a 4th and 1. The official spotted as a 1st down. And when it's all said and done, his quarterback is going to get pushed into the end zone on a 10-yard, kind of rugby scrum play. And, they're up now 19-0 with the PAT coming their way, 10 seconds left here in the quarter.
Wow. Okay.
We're going to keep it probably.
Yeah, Joseph, we will not take a break after this PAT by Dee Moranville. The snapback is not real good, but the placement is. The kick is successful, and we're going to hang on to it right here as the Rams go up 20-0. Frankly, I really thought maybe they would have gone for two to get it back to that football kind of a number, but they like to kick the point after instead. And with 10 seconds left in the opening quarter, Rams are going to have their next possession of the game. It'll be, their fourth possession of the opening quarter.
Yeah, and so how about Cooper Bynum in this first quarter? He got a 73-yard touchdown on a kickoff return, a 62-yard touchdown run, and now we're going to give him, a 12-yard run by Cooper? So three first-quarter touchdowns, and it is now 20-0 Pleasant Ridge.
Talking about the games going on around the Midget Ross Hills at ACCHS, Riverside traveling to Jackson Heights tonight. Down the road is Jefferson County North hosting McLeod. Valley Falls will be entertaining Mission Valley. Oskaloosa travels to St. Mary's, and Horton is at Nemaha Central as pretty much every NEKL team is playing a conference and or a district game tonight.
And sometimes, like this game, it's a conference / district game, right?
Yes.
So that's where... That's where maybe the points become an issue. So if you're Pleasant Ridge, it's not so much a big deal right now in the first quarter. But I'm going to guarantee you, if that same score happens with 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, you're going for two to try to get 21 versus 20. Because, again, that 1 point might make a big difference at the end of the season.
Absolutely. The 21-point max that you strive to achieve. Here we go. And it's Dee Moranville to kick it away. She's been putting it down around the 25-yard line, and this one is going to be no different as it will be taken to the 27. Up the right side to the 30, cutting to the middle of the 35, and then the ball pops loose. It's on the ground, and which way is it going to go? It will be Pleasant Ridge football. So the Ravens on the return, cough it up, turn it over, and another opportunity for Pleasant Ridge with 4 seconds left in the first.
So for Pleasant Ridge, they aren't going to end up with that. We're just talking about that fourth possession of the first quarter. And for Pleasant Ridge, they're going to be the team that will touch the ball 4 times so far here in this first quarter.
Ravens have 12 players on the field right now. Gus, help me. Is that a dozen? First down call. Ridge, quarterback Cooper, rolls left, 35, 30. From behind, breaks the tackle, runs over defender, goes out of bounds, and the opening quarter comes to an end.
Yes, it's 12 players on the field, and the officials still aren't sure of it.
Nah. We're taking a break, Joseph. They're going to sort it out, or they're not. Time out of the field. First quarter in the book in Atchison. Pleasant Ridge 20, Morehill Mount Academy scoreless.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
We're set to go to the second quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, on the campus of Barnhill Mount Academy, Guy Galley Field. And the Rams looking to upset the Ravens homecoming apple cart a little bit here as they've leaped in front to a quick 20-0 lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Kautz with me here, Tom Kautz, and Raven fans trying to inspire their club out of the field a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, and it's one of those things for Moorhill Mount Academy. They got a player out there being ill, at the 41.
Oh, that's never good.
But for Morehead Mount Academy, even the first quarter, that some things went right for them. But two turnovers are really what plagued that first quarter. Because, again, if you don't turn over the ball so early on that very first possession, all of a sudden, maybe you put together a drive, maybe you get into the end zone, it's a little different. Now you give the ball back to Pleasant Ridge. You're also going to give them the 5 yards for the 12 players on the field. And when it's all said and done, it'll be first and 10 for Ridge at the 24.
Even though that marker's really not at the 10, here's a handoff straight ahead. Look out, 20, 15, barreling inside the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Camden Thompson carrying the ball. Oh, no, wait, that's not Camden. That's Jack Malley. Jack carrying the ball. And he is a big running back. Going to bring up again, I'm having trouble keeping up with the officials out there. We're going to call it second down in, what, half an inch or something? Around the 14-yard line? QB will make the pitch. They'll sweep to the right, looking to get outside, turn to the corner, pick up a first down inside the 10. It's going to be first and goal. That's Hunter Dooley with a sweep to the right side. First and goal at the 9.
For Morehead Mount Academy, Jack Moore, the sophomore linebacker, gets over there to make the stop on the play. 11.5 minutes left here in the first half. Pleasant Ridge leading 20-0. Morehead Mount Academy, two turnovers in the first quarter. Penalties, though, haven't really been a part of this game yet.
Blaine Wagamuth is going to be the wingman to the right side. They're going to have Hunter Dooley to the wing to the left side. Everybody's in tight. Handoff is going to go around to the left. It's going to be Wagamuth. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Rams. How about that little sweep to the left side? And it is another Ram touchdown. Give Lane Wagamuth his first score of the game.
Yeah, Lane is the guy who's gotten the nod tonight at that starting running back position. A nice little end-around, kind of a counter-type play. He'll get in from 10 yards.
Lane with a lot of family in the stadium tonight. Here comes the PAT effort. DeMoranville. It's 2 out of 3. Again, it's a bad snap picked up by the quarterback slash holder, and Cooper Bynum has to just fall on it. And the unsuccessful kick brings us to a timeout. Taking a break. We're down to 11:07 to go in the half. Extending their lead, Pleasant Ridge is now in front, 26-0.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Good to have you back with us. During the timeout, the MHMA trainer shot across the 50-yard line over there taking a look at one of the Pleasant Ridge players. He's up and walking around, but she's looking at how he's walking and is his ankle okay or how is he over there. So they're attending to him as the kickoff unit for the Rams comes out on the field. And because the Ravens right now just need something good to happen for them. It will be Briella DeMoranville, the sophomore kicker, for head coach Spencer Foster in his first year at the helm of the Rams.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Had a big meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Here comes the kickoff. We are very early in the second quarter, and the Rams have taken a big lead, 26-0. The advance and the boot, best kick of the game. He's going to go down to the 20-yard line, rolling, get picked up and back up the right side, 25, on his feet at the 30, and up to the 32-yard line. So the return for the Ravens by James. Was that a slam down?
Well, we had a Morehead Mount Academy player that blocked all the way to the whistle and then some, and the Pleasant Ridge player wasn't exactly happy with how long we blocked, and all done, the correct call would be offsetting penalties here. So we'll see.
I hate the offsetting penalty.
You'd like it better than I think what the other call could be.
Well, maybe.
You were never a fan of the double technical.
Never.
That's the one that
no.
got
No. Yeah.
unsportsmanlike against Morehill Mount Academy, unsportsmanlike against Pleasant Ridge. Bingo, right?
Yeah.
And it's always the second guy.
So why don't we just keep that in our pocket and just save the 5 minutes? 26-0 is the lead for the Rams. The Meadowlark League has a full slate of games going on as well, as Atchison is on the road tonight down at Schlegel. Highland Park at Harmon. Wilmingo hosts Washington in an out-of-conference game, and then it's the Wyandotte Dogs at home with Sumner. Quarterback is back, and he is throwing, and he's throwing deep. It's intercepted by the Ravens. The long throw by Bang. Oh, wait, it's going to be complete. Let's get that right. Ravens throwing this one deep downfield. But I tell you what, we saw a huge arm shown by Siebert. Yeah, that time he was able to find his receiver down the right side. You look over here at Wyatt Gwartney, the cornerback for Pleasant Ridge. He's throwing his hands up because he might have had two hands on the smalls of his back and got pushed off. But a big play for MHMA. They're looking at first and 10. Here comes Raven offense. There's a handoff into the middle, bounce into the outside. Getting it to the 25-yard line, and it's trying to stretch to the edge, but the defense closes. And Cooper Buying will make the tackle, and there will be little gain on the play. Second down, Ravens. That time, Cooper Buying coming up from his safety spot. He kind of stalked the box just a little bit. He was up, expected a run, and that time he guessed right. Able to get the tackle at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a second and 10 for MHMA. Ravens are going to go with Jackson Weiss, wide to the left side. Again, two to the left and two to the right for junior quarterback Luke Siebert. Let's call it second down. We might as well just call it second down 10 as we're inside 10 to go in the half. Snap is low. Siebert has to go to his shoe tops to pick it up. Now he's running the wrong way. Back it up. He's going to throw it downfield. And again, have to throw it away. There's a late hit. Or is that going to be a ground?
No, it's a late hit.
Yeah.
You had the linebacker. He was right there. There was a step and then roughing the passer.
So there you go. We've had a couple of penalties. We've gotten pretty penalty-free up until the last couple of plays here in this second quarter.
Here's the deal. Penalties are going to start happening a little more frequently at this juncture of the ball game.
All right. Well, let's shorten this all out. Let's go back to a point that I was trying to get to a long time ago, and you're used to me forgetting these things. But, no, I'm coming back. I'm circling back around. Left-foot punter. We saw that tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see a left-footed punter for Culver Stockton. Now, I'm going to talk to Coach Osborne and ask him about that. But is there difference in returning a kick that's spinning or maybe coming off differently from a left-footed kicker?
They always say that it comes out and it turns the wrong way. But I'm going to tell you, Jay Sean Todd had a punt return for a touchdown against his very kicker last season.
First and 10, Ravens threatening. 10 of the 12-yard line, deep in Ram territory. The defense jumps, and it's going to be first and 5. The left defensive end comes across, and they're going to march this thing back. No, he was not across when the ball went in play.
Oh, the ball never went in play. He just came across, reset himself.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
First and five
now for MHMA. And my favorite thing, they can still get a first down inside the 5. They'll get it at the 2. But before that, Pleasant Ridge just needs to circle the wagons and call a timeout.
That's a very smart timeout by Coach Foster. Let's enjoy this break, Joseph, at 9:49 to go in a half. The score, Pleasant Ridge 26, Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Atchison, Kansas, a gorgeous mid-September Friday night, under the lights, as they say. And Morehill Mount Academy looking at a first and 5. They're at the 7-yard line, threatening. This drive really helped by the long pass play a moment ago. Now Siebert will roll to the left. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens!
Luke Siebert, junior quarterback, on a boot to the left side, goes in from 7, and the Ravens are on the board.
That was a nice job by Luke as he got to the sideline, kind of turned the shoulder pads to the side, and knifed his way into the end zone. A big touchdown right there from Wart Hill Mount Academy on their fourth possession of the evening.
And the Ravens, I believe, go for 2. Here they come out over the football. So go with that typical set for them. One receiver wide to the left side. They're going to send. They're going to put Luke Siebert, Gus, as the receiver. And they're going to have Thomas Bose, quarterback of the team. He'll take the snap, look for Luke, back of the end zone, the fade, he caught it! Siebert with the catch from Thomas Bose. The two-point conversion is good, and we got a timeout of the field. Taking a break at 9:44 to go in the opening half. Ridge, 26, Ravens 8.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
Well, the Ravens get on the board for the first time tonight. The homecoming crowd has a little to get excited about. 9:44 to go in the opening half. It is now 28-8. And again, the officials taking a long time huddling up back around the 15-yard line. Because probably one of the things they're wanting to do is make sure that everybody's on the same page. Everybody's seeing the same things out of the field. And everybody's watching for the same situations on the field right now.
Yeah, I think everybody being on the same page is a good thing, right?
It's a good thing.
Right now for Wart Hill Mount Academy, that was a big drive. Get down the field, put together a little something, get on the board, and then they capped it off with a two-point conversion. And all of a sudden, it's a 26-8 ball game, 9:44 left here in the second quarter. For MHMA, and you're feeling a little good about yourself, this would be a perfect opportunity to go ahead and either squib one short about the 40-yard line or just straight outside it.
And there's a squib kick rolling around at the 35, picked up at the 30-yard line by an up man. He'll try to get to the outside, gets to the 35, runs into traffic. It's going to be down to the 40-yard line, and that's going to be Camden, right?
Yep, Camden Thompson, the sophomore, plays cornerback for this team. Also a wide receiver, able to get it up past the 40. So they're going to mark him down around the 41-yard line.
And, again, to Pleasant Ridge credit, Coach Foster, he anticipated the same thing. He switched and brought Cooper Vine up to, as one of the short return men and put two different deep return guys out there. He thought that was coming.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to feel the way the game is going, and for Warrior Hill Mount Academy, it would have been a great opportunity. Now, for Pleasant Ridge, their fifth possession of the night.
Here's a running play and big running room, 45-50, 45-40. Finally, drug down from behind, Jack Malley. And here's the deal. Jack Malley, he is a load, man. You get a little head of steam built up from a guy that size, he's hard to bring down.
Let's talk about Jack Malley out there while we've got a second. Jack Malley is 6'2", 225 pounds, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe 245 or something.
I mean, solid. He's big, he's strong. He's not going to run away from you, but you know what he is going to do? He's going to try to run over you. And that time, a big run on first down. MHMA, checking in second right now. They've got a player a little slow to get up, kind of gaining himself. And
one of those deals where somebody kind of runs into you and maybe knocks the wind out of you a little bit. It takes you just a second to kind of.
We have an update from game. How about Riverside leading Jackson Heights 7-6 early in the second quarter? That's a good game.
That's a really good game. So, tell you what, if you want to get the scores from the games, not only this game, recaps from all of the games in our big happy family of MSC stations, you can stick around here on Care Radio. After the game, we're going to have the high school football scoreboard show, okay? So we got that to look forward to. Here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. And, by the way, after this play, I've got to give you a phone number. Get your pencil out. Quarterback Cooper Byan going to boot to the right side. Cuts into the middle. Gets to the 35. To the 30. Breaks tackles. 25. Drags the defender. 23-yard line. All right, if you want to get on the scoreboard show, you want to talk about your game, you want to ask somebody a question, you just want to hear yourself on the radio, 785-547-3461. You dial them up. I will guarantee you they will put you on the air. They will listen to what you say. Say anything you want. I encourage that. Here's a first and 10 call. Hand off again. The big running back. Look at him plow into the line. Another strong run by Jack Malley. And he just puts his head down and gets 6, 7, 8 at a crack. They'll bring up a second down and 4 for Ridge. Is worth 8.5 to play in the opening half. Homecoming 2023 for the Ravens. Tomorrow it's family weekend at Benedictine College. We'll have BC football, the Get Ready to pregame at about 12:45, a 1 p.m. kickoff. And if you want to see the Ravens at home, you know what? You better do it this week because then we're going to be gone for a while. We'll be back in the stadium for a bit. Here's a little end around, reverse to the right side, to the 20, down to the 10, down to the 5. Look at Hunter Dooley. First and goal, maybe. Yep, first and goal, Rams. I guess that first down marker, the down box, is way ahead of the others. Jack Smith with the Raven tackle. Yeah, so now for Pleasant Ridge, looking at another first and goal. This time the ball is going to be marked out just outside the 5. Let's call it about the 6-yard line. And for the Rams right now, the question is it going to be Byan, Malley, Wagamuth, Hunter Dooley? All those guys have been carrying the ball, and all of them have been getting chunks of yardage. And they're going to hand off Malley. He goes right side, hit from behind, and toppled backward. That time, Moore Hill Mount Academy doing a great job getting into the backfield. One of the first guys you're going to see, Kendi Burnt, the sophomore, making a play on the football. Tell you what, when you call into the scoreboard show where you listen, you're going to have Jake and Boz in there. You probably know Jake. You don't know Boz. It is not, okay, Brian Bosworth. That's when you think Boz, you think Bosworth.
Right, right.
Okay. I think Boz Skaggs. You don't even know who that is, do you? You know?
Heard it.
Okay, well, it's neither one of those, but it's Jake and Boz. Tune them in. Second and goal from the 4, left side, walking into the end zone. Touchdown, Jack Malley, and the Rams re-extend the lead to 32-8.
Wasn't TLC T-Boz, left eye in Chile? Maybe not.
Maybe. It might have been.
Speaking of Chile, we got a little dog over here. He right about the goal line.
Yeah. 6:53 to play in the half, and that is what the 6th touchdown of the game, or fifth touchdown of the game for Pleasant Ridge. 5 TDs, or 2 of 2 on PAT. This one rolls back again, picked up again by the holder. He's rolling, he's hit, he's down, and Pleasant Ridge, the kicker's been good. It's that snap, that long snap that's causing a little grief. We got a timeout. 6:53 to go in the half. In Atchison, Kansas, Pleasant Ridge 32, Morehill Mount Academy 8.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Good to have you along with us here this evening on Carrot Radio. It's gotten dark out now. The lights are taking full effect out of the field.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know how I knew? I didn't count them. I could just see from end to end. And these are, by the way, these are pretty good lights. That field is very, very nicely lit. And the Ravens are going to send their return man all the way back to the 15-yard line. Again, they're giving a lot of credit to Briella DeMoranville, whose kicks have really been more like to the 25-yard line. We'll see what she has here.
Ravens in the home color uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants with gold lettering and trim. Do you like the numbers on the side of the Raven helmet this year?
Not especially.
Here's a high, very short kick rolling around in this up man. Brilliant football move. Exactly what you want them to do. Jumped on the ball and covered it up at the 30-yard line.
And not cover it up. And it's not that I have a problem with the number. I have a problem with helmets that are either plain, Penn State, Ohio State, don't like them, Alabama, or that don't have a logo. All I want are one logo on each side. Just like Pittsburgh Steelers don't like that they only have one logo. I need two logos, one on each side, evenly spaced, keep it clean, that's it.
You know who I think of when I think of that logo? The old Houston Oilers with the Derrick on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great logo.
Perfect.
Yes. First and 10.
Ottawa, Eudora tied at 7 at the end of a quarter.
Give me some Earl Campbell any day. Here's the quarterback snap back, running, in trouble, and again, launching it into the crowd at Seabird. He got to be on the line of scrimmage.
So they're going to say that MHMA did have a receiver over there in the area. And I believe they did over there with Thomas Bowes, the senior receiver. So this is going to be an incomplete pass. Stop the clock with 6:45 left here in the first half. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Okay, help me out with that rule. You got to have a receiver in the area, but when you throw the ball 18 yards out of play, I mean, does he have to, the potential receiver have to be on the trajectory of the ball? I mean, he's not in the stands when the ball landed. So
how do you
ascertain a quote receiver in the area?
That's kind of my problem with the gray in that rule.
QB's back, makes a pitch, cutting into the middle to 30, pulling down from behind. There's markers everywhere. You were throwing your marker before any of that.
That time, Bryce Adams got into the backfield and probably could have taken the handoff from the quarterback. His lineman turned around, grabs him by the back of the jersey. His feet go forward, his head goes backwards, and it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. When your head goes south and your feet go north, something bad happens right there. So the penalty will back MHMA up inside their own 20. They're going to mark this down at the 19-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 20. So MHMA needs to get all the way out to their own 39 for a first down here.
Ravens could pull any play in the book out right now from here. Plenty of green in front of them.
Fair game.
Two to the left, two to the right. Again, the left side is a short side of the field. Right side, wide side. Running back on the left end. Quarterback, Siebert. Play actions, looking right, looking downfield, looking right, looking downfield. Now being chased, he's all the way in the end zone and throws this one out of bounds here to 30. Now there were two receivers on the line of trajectory of the ball. But
now, okay, so the problem with that play is by getting into your own end zone, that is a safety if they deem it a grounding. So just kind of skating throughout the state. JCM leading McLeod at the end of a quarter, 14-0. How about this? Eisenhower leading Andover Central 14-3. Benedictson's got an Eisenhower product.
We just talked to him.
So Atchison leading Schlegel 14-0 at the end of a quarter.
It is a 3rd down, 20 for the Ravens. MHMA back at their own 20-yard line. Again, quarterback Siebert. Going to go with the quarterback draw. It's a very delayed draw, and there's going to be another holding call at the 20, 25, and see what runs out of under the 20. So they're going to decline this penalty, right?
I didn't exactly see that holding, but where you see the penalty get thrown, you got to figure it in. And, yeah, if you're Pleasant Ridge, you probably think about going ahead and just declining this thing, make it 4th down and, 15. No, I think they're going to back them up.
That would be the apparent outcome. So they march it up, and this thing's going to go back now to the 10-yard line, and the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 30. And again, I don't know. I'm more a fan of putting the team at 4th and 20 than 3rd and 30, particularly when the ball is back at your own 20, now back at your own 10-yard line. Late player trying to come in for the Ravens, and he does not get in time, so they're going to run him back off the field. Are we getting a timeout?
No, I think what's happening is Pleasant Ridge is deciding maybe
they agree with me.
Yeah, maybe we aren't going to. And I don't know where that down marker is going. This thing went 15 yards the other way.
So what happened was they had marked off the 10, they marked it back, and then they're putting it back to the actual spot.
Okay.
So basically what happened is they delayed, or they declined the penalty, make it fourth down and 13, and MHMA set to put the football away with Jackson Vice, the sophomore.
So can you change your mind like that? After you say no, then you can say yes?
Yeah.
Or do you think they never said no?
Yeah, no, I think you've got a little time to say, wait a second, I thought about that.
Snaps a little high, Vice is able to get the kick away, Bayan goes back, and he'll take it on a hop at the 45. He's got ahead of steam at the 50, 45, down the left hash marks, cuts into the middle of the 35-yard line, loses his balance, and down at the 33.
Yeah, he was going to, now a penalty marker comes in very late, and they're going to throw it over here at the 30-yard line.
Referee's been making most of the calls down. Oh, there's another one coming from the other side.
I think
one came from way here, and one came from way here.
I think now we're going to get together and both make sure that we all saw the same thing.
They're nodding.
I'm not so sure it's not. Something like sideline warning.
Clock stopping here as they assess it. 6:07 to go.
Walking the band.
Yeah.
MHMA has been kind of like hovering closer to the field as the night has progressed. So probably could have seen, you know, an official make contact with somebody on the sideline. But when it's all said and done, you're going to back them up and it'll still be a first and 10 for Pleasant Ridge. So again, it's not that bad of a penalty.
Cravens with 22 athletes suited up for the ball game here this evening, and this penalty is going to move it back outside the 40 to the 43-yard line. So from the Raven 43, Pleasant Ridge will begin this series. We're midpoint of the second quarter, and Ridge is in front 32-8 as they come out over the football. And again, it's a double wing offense. Is that fair for me to call it that? Handoff running back straight ahead, tackle from behind is going to be Jack Malley, but he will power forward for a couple of yards.
That time, Kendi Brent makes the stop on the play. Bring up a second and 8. And we've seen now, there's Hunter Dooley's over here telling Coach, hey, I need to get out. And
I agree with him.
Coach is going to burn a timeout, and you're going to talk to your players and say, hey, if that's the case, just sit down. The officials will stop the clock. I don't have to burn a timeout. But with that being said,
we're going to take the break with him, Joseph. 5:41 to go in the half. Rams having a big first half. It's Pleasant Ridge 32, Morehead Academy 8.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Got everything sorted out here. Got another thing to bring up here in a second, but right now we're looking at a second down 8 for Ridge. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. They shift it to the eye. He will dance his way to the right, 35-30. Nice job of following his blocking by Mason Ewert, because he just kind of got behind his fullback. Hey, like that fullback was in front of him, and he got a hand on the shoulder and just weaved his way through that defense and picked up some good yardage in a first and 10.
That time, Kendi Bent again with another stop on the play. And Kendi's a guy who has been behind a lot of tackles so far here in this first half.
Lane Wagamuth is going to wing to the right side. They're going to also wing to the left. Malley, the running back, will now hand off to Wagamuth. He goes left 30, 25. He's had one touchdown tonight, 15. Wagamuth breaks the tackle, 10. On his feet, touchdown. Pleasant Ridge. Lane Wagamuth in for the second time tonight. This on a 30-yard sprint to the left edge.
That time, great job. It's the same play that we saw Lane get in the end zone on his 10-yard play. It's that backside counter play. That time he was able to break a couple tackles and then run away from the safety on his way into the end zone. Now Pleasant Ridge looking like they're going to go for the 2 this time.
As they stretch their lead to 38-8, it is a 2-point conversion effort. Malley is going to be the running back again. We're going to go to that double wing offense. I like a double wing offense because you know what? You're going to run the ball just like this. Cooper
Cooper Bynum goes right side, runs through two defenders into the end zone. The conversion is successful, and we have another timeout. Points aplenty here in the first half in Atchison with 5:03 to go in the half. Pleasant Ridge 40, MHMA 8.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Just over 5 minutes to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Guy Galley Field. Only game in town tonight for the Ravens. Benedict and Conjo will be at home tomorrow afternoon, and they'll be right here on the radio home as well, Care Radio. 12:45 for the pregame show. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Benedict and the Culver Stockton Wildcats. Halftime guest this week. Another good one. Another Benedictine captain on this 2023 team. Javai Blomquist. Now we got to talk about a lot of things, including where we're going to go the next time I'm in San Diego. You're going to show me the places to go.
Were you surprised?
Not for a minute. But I like the description of the place. It's kind of cool. Here's a short kick, and it's rolling around, and the Ravens almost don't cover it up. It was the second man coming in from deep to surround that football, and because that was a very alert play by the deep return man from Marshall Matt Academy to cover that football. Ravens are going to have possession, first and 10, just outside their own 30-yard line.
So if you start looking at how this game has progressed, Pleasant Ridge went a 4-and-out on their very first possession of the ball game. And I say that they took the opening kickoff back to the house on a 73-yard touchdown. They went 4-and-out the first time they actually touched the football. But since then, they've scored touchdowns on their next, five drives. And for Morehill Mount Academy, this second quarter, they scored a touchdown in the first drive, have punted, and this will be their third drive of the second quarter.
First and 10, here come the Ravens. Quarterback slides left, looking for some room, just finds none. He's going to be escorted out of bounds across the way. Luke Siebert gets a couple of yards on the carry and is bumped out of bounds into the Rams sideline. Clock running along at 4:44 and counting. Yeah, Javai, he knows his way around San Diego. SoCal guy. 4.5 minutes to play.
So Morehill Mount Academy, all night we've seen them run a lot of guys out in formation. Right now we're going to see, three guys to the left, three guys to the right, one to the left, and a running back off to the left. But they haven't thrown the ball a whole lot tonight.
Quarterback is back. He wants to throw, flushed out of the pocket, and again is going to just have to run up the left side, and again be run out of bounds by Lucas Heim into the Rams sideline. Just when, Luke, and maybe there's a reason for this, and you can probably way better explain this to me because I don't quite understand it. When I see usually a right-handed quarterback kind of wants to roll right. That's more of a natural throwing thing, but we've seen him, go short side here.
Sometimes guys just have a feel like that's where they want to be, and that must be kind of how Luke is.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge proponent of running short side, okay? I've always been a fan of that. Third down, 6. They have a lob pass over to the near side. Coming out the back, it's going to be caught. 35-40. He's got room at the 50. Right side, 40. Foot race, 30. Can he go? But maybe it will come back as that long run by Thomas Bose of 65 yards. But there's a marker back in the offensive backfield. Across the field from the play.
That's not a good play, right? And if you're the Morehill Mount Academy coaching staff, you're going to have to talk to a player about that kind of a play. It is going to come back, but I just don't like what happened in the back end of that play. also for the Ravens. An electrifying play and a tremendous run down the right side, breaking a couple of tackles along the way, is going to come back. So,
there we go.
For more Helm Out Academy, what looked like it was going to be a big play. They were going to move the sticks. Instead, now they're going to be looking at a – this is where they go ahead and spot this penalty. They're going to mark him back. It's going to be at least a 3rd and 16. I'm going to say it probably happened throughout the line of scrimmage. It's called 3rd and 16.
The official who marks off those tall guy and those strides that are supposed to be yard apiece, man, he's taking some long steps. He's a long-legged guy out there. Third down, and like you said, 16 or so for MHMA. You know, sometimes I still look at the scoreboard on the side of the building. Snap is back. Quarterback has to pick it up. It's rolling to his left, rolling, looking downfield. Here comes Siebert up the left sideline, cuts back to the middle of the 30. Look out, Luke needs a block. He's in the 40. Watch out, Siebert's in the 50. Can he do it at the 40? One man to beat at the 20. Luke Siebert on a quarterback scramble. 76 yards for the score.
What a job right there by Luke. He went to the left side. It looked like he was going to step out of bounds, and then he cuts it all the way back across the field and gets into the end zone on the southwest corner. And for Morehill Mount Academy to get on board for the second time tonight, both of those touchdown runs by Luke Siebert.
Maybe Luke was just setting that up. You know how coaches will run some plays just to set up a play later? Maybe he was running to the left short side, only to set up that run to the right for 70-plus and a score. What a nice run. And Luke, he showed me some legs there. There were some wheels on that run. The downfield blocking was very, very good. Ravens have got to be pleased. That's got to put a little smile for a moment on Coach Fred's face. That was nice. MHMA going for two. Here's a handoff, trying to get outside, angling for the pylon. He's into the end zone. The two-point conversion by Peltzer's good. We've got a timeout on the field as the Ravens on the board with 3:19 to play in the half. It is now Pleasant Ridge 40, Morehill Mount Academy 14.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio with 3:19 to go in the half of the Ravens. Have gotten back on the board. Pleasant Ridge's lead trimmed down to 40-16. Welcome back, everybody. MHMA huddle up around the near side. The kickoff unit comes out of the field. And for the Rams, two men back at the 20-yard line. But again, guys, Cooper Buying is at the 30-yard line. He is in the second row from the back. So, again, maybe just some notion by Coach Foster, the Rams, this might not be a deep kick.
Yeah, I think they kind of move him around a little bit and see if MHMA kind of picks up where he's at. See, look, now he's kind of sneaking his way into the middle of the field. He'd like to take this.
Dooley's kick is short. It's off a defender, off of a Ram player, and it kicks straight back to the Ravens, and they've got the football. Gus, the lineman on the front line, and now there's a marker down right there. They're just marking the spot. Because it hit the guy in the shin and bounced back right into a kick coverage man who dove on the football. And now the stands growing very quiet as they're trying to figure out what the call out here on the field is.
Are they going to call it an illegal kick? Because they possibly could say that the ball was kicked by a Pleasant Ridge player. Oh, they're going to have a formational issue against the MHMA.
Is that what this is going to
hold
be?
Hold on. Ah, okay. You know what happened?
No.
Easy. So when the kicker started, he was on the right side. The guy from the left made the kick. But the kicker crossed the football and made himself on the left side. He had too many guys lined up to the left of the football before the ball was kicked. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but you don't. I'm not sure how to. Look, so he swerved around?
Yeah, so the problem was the kicker crosses over to that side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got too many guys on the left side before the ball is kicked. So what happens is the second guy has to come back around before he kicks it.
Wow.
That's actually a really good catch by the side judge.
So anyway, here's a short kick, and it's bounding and bounding, and they're going to have to go back and chase it. Picking it up is going to be buying at the 25-yard line. Dancing, dancing, looking for room. Cuts it to the middle of the 30. Hits in traffic and down to the 35-yard line. That was a great job by Buying just to go back, corral the ball, and advance it for whatever he could get in the midst of the kick coverage. And with 3:06 to go in the half, we're going to get the Rams back on the field, and can they score their sixth consecutive touchdown before halftime?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see. They've got 3:06 to do it. They've done really well of getting down the field. They've put together some nice drives, but you got your cornerback out there, Cooper, looking a little tired at this point already in the ballgame because he's been burning at both ends so far.
He's got every right to be. Here's going to be the handoff to big running back and straight ahead running for Pleasant Ridge and Jack Malley. And he's going to get a yard or so. Raymond defense toughening up in the middle a little bit here. Second down, 8. 2:45 to go. Pleasant Ridge does not seem to be in any great rush. They're being very patient and huddling it up back here.
Yeah, and you got to understand Pleasant Ridge is going to kick the ball to MHMA to start the second half because Pleasant Ridge won the toss, elected to receive the football. So, again, they don't want to give Warren Hill Mount Academy another possession here in the half.
Hunter Duty's going to go back to the tailback spot, take that pitch, cut to the left side, another penalty marker sails. We're going to have a hold back there. And because the good news is the hold on his lead running back. Good news is Hunter Dooley, who limped off the field and they used the timeout earlier, seems to be fine.
Yeah, he seems to be okay on this drive. That time you had your big fullback going out there. The cornerback stepped up. The fullback was just really high, so what did he do? Just grabbed the cornerback just around the shoulder pads, and it's going to cost him some yardage right here. And with 2:14 left, Pleasant Ridge is going to have to show a little more sense of urgency if they're going to go down and attempt to get this thing in the end zone.
Here's a drill. If you're going to be a fullback and you're going to hold, I mean, you got to be better at it than that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
because
you're
out in the open. Everybody's looking at you.
Hands inside.
Yeah. But it's not a hold if they don't call it. I heard that once. They're going to assess the penalty. They'll mark off the yardage to inside the 30. And look it over down to the 26. It'll go.
I think that's how the Huskies put it.
I'm sure that's how. Down to the 26-yard line they go. It will be a second down and I'm going to call it 17-18. Quarterback is back. Looking downfield, little sidearm pass, and it is uncatchable out of the reach of Lane Watermoot in the right flat. Going incomplete, stopping the clock with exactly 2 minutes to go before intermission. Halftime, we will see the crowning of royalty here. And again, it is really nice to see so many alumni, family, and friends. Nice contingent from the Abbey on hand here this evening, cheering on. A lot of brothers from the Abbey teaching at MHMA this year.
Waiting for brother or Father Jay to lead the wave.
He could do that. I think he would be good at that. Here we go. Third down, 19. Rams with a football at their own 26. Motion left. QB back. Looks left. Sees nothing. Looks right. Penalty marker's down. Throws back across his body. He's got a receiver wide open. Hit the wrong guy. Makes the catch anyway. He's going to be stopped short of the first down at the 41. He was throwing the ball gust to Lane Wagamuth. It was a little short, and a leaping catch was made by Mason Ewart in front of him to catch that ball, but there's another infraction. I think another holdback.
I feel like we could even have a lineman down the field. Yeah, ineligible receiver down the field for Pleasant Ridge. So,
wow, this game started off so clean, and now it's not.
And that play took so long. When the quarterback rolls out, the offensive lineman thinks, I'm going to release, and then he stops and throws the football. then that's a tough read for a lineman not knowing what's happening behind you.
They will assess this thing so that third and 19 is going to be third and 19 because I guess, what is that, a spot foul?
Should just be a 5-yard penalty from the spot from the line of scrimmage.
That has not been what has been assessed at all. It's still third and 19.
It's an 8-yard penalty earlier, so.
48 to go in the third quarter. 40-16 is the Ram lead. Quarterback will roll right again, looking downfield. Looking downfield. He's got all day. Coverage is good downfield. Now he's going to throw into the left flat, and it will be incomplete. Looking for Mason Eward out there. He was about the third guy down on the check down list, but he really wanted that 9 route being run down the right sideline.
Yeah, he wanted Camden Thompson, and can I tell you, I think what happened on that play, Camden just got too far down the field. And by the time Cooper looked back to it, he couldn't make that throw, and now it'll bring up a fourth down, and for the first time tonight, Pleasant Ridge set to punt the football.
And again, it'll be Dee Moranville into punt. She's been the kickoff and the PAT person, and now snap is really high. She goes up and gets it and gets the kick away. Nice little kick. Down to get the 45, 50, picked up on a hop at that midfield stripe and down immediately. Lane Wagamuth, that was great downfield. Kick coverage by Lane.
The white hat having a word with the punter saying, it's a really nice stab at that football.
So here we go, first and 10 for the Ravens and MHMA. Yes, with a minute 29 to go. We have seen these teams grind out yardage, but we've also seen both teams with some long-distance strikes. So just because the ball's at the 50 doesn't mean that you're not able to score here with that much time left.
We've seen scores of 73, 62, and 77 already tonight. So, yeah, I mean, a 50 with 49-yarder would be kind of short at this juncture.
Here comes the Ravens with the first down. Two receivers to the right, but they are very tight to the formation. And the QB is going to roll. He is in deep trouble. Deep trouble. Turns the corner, thrown out of bounds, fumbles the ball. Is it out of play? They're going to call him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. He's going to lose about, I'm going to call it 13 yards here. He was, the play call was a sweep to the right. He was determined to run that play, and it just was not there. The pursuit was so good.
Well, what happened was the defensive end got really good contained early on. And so the quarterback had to bounce it a little further than he wanted, and then he just got to running the wrong way. And at that point, you're in a hole, you're digging a little deeper, and when it's all said and done, a big loss on first down.
1 minute to go in the half. Ravens now second and about 22 or 3. Now inside their own 40-yard line. Siebert back again, throwing deep over the middle, and it's tipped at the last moment by Mason Eward. Gus, that was a well-thrown ball. That was a pretty pass.
Yeah, that thing was right on, but Mason Eward, the safety, was kind of playing that center field, saw the whole thing develop in front of him, went over and made a real nice play on the football, knocks it away and stopped the clock with 54 seconds left here in the first half. And for Morehill Mount Academy, they are looking at a third and long. This would be a perfect draw play.
Yeah. Again, screen pass, but again, you've got to run the ball. You've got to do something to take some time off the clock. If not, you face maybe giving Ridge the ball, but 40, 45 seconds to go.
You're even kind of a little worried about kicking the ball to him. We're going to get a timeout, Morehill Mount Academy. We're going to just keep it here, Joseph. But you got to watch out for your special teams, right? Because every time you kick the ball to Cooper Bynum, to take the opening kickoff 73 yards back to the house. He's got a 62-yard touchdown run to go along with that 12-yard touchdown run. So, yeah, for Morehill Mount Academy, this is a play where I think you need to try to just get the clock running.
We'll be bringing you scores. Joseph is going to be updating you on just everything. Everything that you can imagine, he will be sharing with you at halftime. So stick around with us for that.
Oh, you'll go right around that corner. There you go. You're good.
Yay. And, of course,
that wasn't your raffle number, so I sent them to the middle.
See, I was looking for the raffle. They were selling mums up there and hot dogs, but I couldn't find the raffle.
You know, give me a nice cake or a nice anything.
Oh, yeah.
Mama for a good throw me in there.
Chocolate chip cookies or something. All right, here we go. So I'll get the Ravens with 54 seconds to go in the half. Trailing at 40-16. Back to their own 38-yard line. Are looking at a 3rd-and-23. Coach Zach Fredrickson utilizing the timeout. Let's see what play he's scratched out in the dirt over here. Back to throw. Schaefer will now step up and run to the 40. 45. Gets a nice block. 50, 45, 40. Gets out of bounds. Got the first down. What a run, Luke Siebert.
Picking up the first down where I was going to be okay with just settling for run the clock. But that time he's able to pick up a big run. And for MHMA, this is an offense that might actually work in the second half, right? Run everybody off on 9 and then let the quarterback run underneath. You got those safeties with their backs turned. You're hoping that a linebacker misses a tackle. All of a sudden, you've got something working. 45 seconds left for MHMA here in the first half, but they've got the football and they're driving.
One of the keys to that is good downfield blocking by those receivers. We've seen that tonight. Third down, first down. It says third, but it's first down. Here's a pass over to the left flat. It's going to be caught. 40, 35. Bounces the outside to the 35. Hey, they're going to get him down around the 33-yard line and way downfield. A penalty marker flies.
Yeah, we're going to get a holding against the wide receiver out there on the left flat. But when it's all said and done, you're probably looking at a 1st-and-7, I would say.
Maybe. If it's a point of infraction, right, kind of a penalty. So you're still going to gain yardage. But now the clock kind of becoming a deal. Down to 35 seconds to go in the half.
In case you were wondering about that Donovan West and Frankfurt game, Frankfurt won that thing in the first half, 56-6.
By the way, that game is over. We're not at halftime. And this game is almost an hour and a half long, and we're not at halftime yet. So,
but it doesn't feel like it's drug along too much, at least in my mind.
1st-and-7 after that penalty is notched. The quarterback is back. Siebert hit, and Siebert is sacked. Back at the 45-yard line. The pressure was on Austin Green. Wraps him up in a big nose tackle. Brings him to the ground. And now, Pleasant Ridge? No, the Ravens taking their final time out of the half. Will still, Joseph, hang on to it.
So MHMA going to take the timeout, try to preserve a little clock, and they're looking to try to get one more on the board.
For the Ravens, it'll be a... What are we going to have here? 2nd down at about 16, 17 yards. The ball's going to be at the Pleasant Ridge 45-yard line. And again, for the Ravens, we continue to see them be able to roll off big chunks of yardage. And even though he didn't score a moment ago, we saw Luke Siebert pick up nearly 30 on that one carry.
So if you're Pleasant Ridge right here, I think it's less drop back in coverage and more get after the quarterback, right? Like, you're going to send more guys, try to create a little confusion up front, and try to get Luke in the backfield.
And yet you say that, and we both know defensive coordinators who would drop back in an umbrella defense and line up about 4 guys at the 15-yard line.
I know.
I mean, we know that. We've seen that many times.
I think this is where you really have to get after the quarterback and don't allow him that time to look downfield.
Here we go. See what the Ravens got up their sleeve. This receiver's got to back up a little bit, and the official says, okay, you're good right there. Don't move. It is a 2nd-and-17. Movement on the defensive front. They're going to blow that play dead for the second time. Is it an offense move?
Yep, left tackle backed up.
Wait and let them sort that out. Offside defense.
They're going to say he moved after the...
making the offensive player move.
Yep. You see over here on the near side, Jackson Vice over here trying to get this crowd into this ball game, and with 25 seconds left here in the first half, Cornhole Mount Academy looking at a 2nd-and-12.
I know that you're a Jackson Vice fan because you've got those bright, bright neon colored shoes. shoes out there. You can pick him right out. Snap goes back. Luke chased out. Luke is hit and slung down by the arm back behind the 50-yard line. He's trying to hurry his team back up, but he's got a guy down at the 10-yard line who's just walking back to the line of scrimmage.
That time, Hunter Dooley from the linebacker spot gets into the backfield, creates the confusion, and now 5 seconds, you can't kill this thing. You got to snap it.
3, 2, and at 1, here's the snap. Siebert rolling, running downfield, and now he crosses the line of scrimmage, gets tackled at halftime. We'll be back here in Angela, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you. As the team's hit for the locker in the Guy Galley Field, it is Pleasant Ridge 40, Markham Out Academy 16.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Whitehead has never gotten
to tell him to go. I like it.
That's the plan right there. It is homecoming 2023, and they're going to have an extended intermission. Joseph will take care of some things here, and we'll let you take care of some things there in a minute. But right now, it's going to say 40-16 lead. We've seen 56 first half points.
That's a lot,
isn't it? Isn't that a lot of points and a half a high school game?
Yeah, I mean, can I tell you, I don't know that I expected quite this many points in the first half.
I'm with you.
But the Pleasant Ridge got things going right away. They took the opening kickoff 73 yards back to the house on a Cooper Bynum kick return for touchdown, hit the extra point. Then the next possession, a 62-yard touchdown run for Cooper Bynum. He's got a 12-yard touchdown run. Lane Walkermuth has a 30-yard and a 10-yard touchdown run. Jack Maley got into the action with his 4-yard touchdown run. Now, for Fort Hill Mount Academy, 2 big touchdowns for Luke Siebert, where lucky number 7, a run at the 3:19 mark of the first half, got him into the end zone. They were able to get both 2-point conversions. Luke caught the first one, and then James Peltzer ran in the second one to get us to our halftime score of 40-16. For Morehill Mount Academy, it's been a tough one at times. They've had some things going well for them. You look back to their second possession of the first half. They were moving the football down the field. Looked like they were going to be able to get something to happen, get all the way down to the 30-yard line, and then a handoff to their running back, a little exchange problem, ball hits the ground. We get a fumble and a turnover. After that, Morehill Mount Academy would punt 2 more times, get 2 more touchdowns, and then run out of time on that final possession of the first half. Tell you what I like.
I like how well Pleasant Ridge has played. I like the way I've seen Cooper playing. I like a lot of things I'm seeing out of his team. I like the fact that MHMA getting behind a little bit early didn't just mean within. I mean, they kept battling back, and, you know, I'm seeing some heart, some drive, some scrap in them that I like.
Yeah, kind of throwing those haymakers as the game continued on, because it really would have been easy when you found yourself down 26-0 before Morehill Mount Academy got their first touchdown. Then they got down 40-8. And then it was like, But then they came back and they punched one in there. And when it's all said and done, we've seen a really good first half, though, for Pleasant Ridge. Morehead Mountain Academy showed that they were scrappy. I think if you were to pull away from the first half and say, do you have a player of the half or a player that you've seen so far tonight? And I feel like it's Cooper Bynum, right? If it's not his quarterbacking, it's his special teams or playing in the defensive secondary, it's been pretty impressive.
No, absolutely no question about it. And Pleasant Ridge is good. There's some good teams and some good players in this conference this season. And we're looking forward to bringing you some scores from the games, other games going on around NEKL tonight with Rossville at Atchison County, Riverside at Jackson Heights, JC and host of McLeod, Mission Valley, Santa Valley Falls, lots of valley going on there. Oskaloosa, St. Mary's, Wharton. With a tough call, have a go to Seneca tonight.
And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Joseph, I know, has that halftime score from ACCHS and Rossville.
He's probably holding that, you know, a little close to the vest.
Because that's how Joseph rolls.
He's close to the vest kind of a guy.
It's his, you know, his version of homecoming back there. He's got the envelope waiting to open it up. And
are they going to do the sound effect with the tearing paper?
Yeah, maybe.
Love it. Hey, homecoming 2023 here at Guy Gallet Field. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the football game live, but right now with your intermission score. Pleasant Ridge, 40. Morehead Mountain Academy, 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the CARE Radio Sports Studio for that fantastic halftime.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Good Friday night. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Morehead Mount Academy versus Pleasant Ridge. Tom and Gus Kautz are on the campus of Morehead. We'll be returning to them for the second half action in just a little while. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Calendar. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictin Ravens football action for you as they will be playing host to Culver Stockton. It is Parents Weekend up on the BC campus. Again, kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. However, tune in just a little bit early, say about 12:45 or so, to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Next Thursday night, we've got Tom and Gus Kautz with Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 or so on Thursday evenings. Next Friday night, we're going to have Troy versus Mar Hill as our featured game of the week here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We have a lot of scores to go through this evening. Taking a look at some local scores, it is the Atchison High Phoenix leading KC Schlegel at the half, 40-0. Frankfurt topped Donovan West with a final at the half of Frankfurt 56, D West 6. Nemaha Central at the half was leading Horton 47-0. In the first quarter, it was St. Mary's 30 to Oskaloosa 0. Clifton Clyde was leading Washington County in the first quarter as well, with Clifton Clyde at 28 points to Washington County 0. At the half, it's Sabetha at 21 points to Minneapolis 0. Royal Valley is leading Riley Creek at the half 13-7. And at the end of one, it was Hayden 37 to Jeff West 0. I'll be back in just a moment with more scores as I have them.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, October 15th for the Amberwell Health Fair and the new For Your Health Fun Run in Atchison. The event will be held at the Atchison Elementary School, and it's a great time for the whole family. Come from 8 a.m. to noon for free health screenings, flu shots, free prizes and giveaways, and a visit from Casey Wolf. If you'd like to run or walk in the 4K or in the kids' quarter mile run, register online now at amberwellhealth.org. Bring the whole family and enjoy a day of fun and wellness at the Atchison Elementary School on Saturday, October 15th.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all seven flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Turning to the second page of our scores, live right now, we've got at 6 minutes and 1 second left in the third quarter, the Rossville Dogs are leading the ACCHS Tigers 49-0. In the Perry Lecompton Holton game, Holton is leading Perry Lecompton 32-12 with 44 seconds left in the third. And with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left in the fourth, it is Hiawatha trailing Clay Center, with Hiawatha sitting at 13 points to Clay Center's 68. In the Axtell-Lynn game at the half, it was Axtell 56 to Lynn's 6. Valley Heights led Republic County 44-0 at the half. In the Riverside-Jackson Heights game, Jackson Heights was on top of the half at 22 points to Riverside's 7. JCN was trailing McClouth at the half 30-0. And as I mentioned, in the Rossville Dogs game against the ACCHS Tigers, with 5 minutes and 34 seconds left, Dogs are leading 49-0. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the weather.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 66. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 86. A blend of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night. Scattered algae in Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it feels like it's 70 on the thermometer scale, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 79%, dew point 66 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.88 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz.
Dynagro Rose Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dynagro Rose Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently. You need to get your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dynagrow Advantage.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care, with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week, right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And welcome back to Pine Valley Field. Good to have you along with us here this evening as both teams have returned from the locker rooms and going through a little pre-second half warm-up drills. Many thanks to our man Joseph, our producer, engineer, halftime news, weather, and sports guy, social director, astrologer. You can kind of take care of whatever you need to take care of. Joseph, thank you so much. Gus Cuts with me here, Tom Townsend. First team coming out, Pleasant Ridge, warming up on the south end zone. The Ravens out here with Coach Fredrickson, warming up back, getting toward the middle of the field, and it will be the Ravens who will be accepting the football to begin things here to begin the second half very, very shortly. I don't know if Joseph was giving you scores from games around the area, and I don't know if you got that one. I just got this one shared with me that almost at the end now of the third quarter. Jefferson County North is leading McLeod 44-0. So the Chargers looking to go to 4-0 on the season. Just having an outstanding year down there. Coach Schneider and his team, so congratulations to them. And see how that goes along. Appreciate the crew back out of the field, and we're about ready to get underway with this one tomorrow. Benedictine football on CARE Radio with a 12:45 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. Family weekend. Ravens will be hosting Culver Stockton. Wildcats and head coach Tom Sally coming to town.
Benedictine has had a little fortune against Culver Stockton over the years.
Yes.
The overall record is good. Not terrible. A lot of eyes in the metro area keeping an eye on this one.
Ooh. The Age and Rockhurst.
Yeah. Right now, Rockhurst leading the Age 14-7. Just about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter of that game.
And people wonder why, you know, the Age ends up in the middle of the East, you know, in the Class 4A, you know, they're going to come to the end of the regular season, going to the postseason at, you know, 6-2, 5-3, maybe pretty easily. What do we got? Game of the week, 6A number one, 5A number one, Gardner Edgerton just beating up on Mill Valley. Oh, my heaven's sake.
Beating the brakes off of them, right? 42-3 in that ball game. Number 5A, number four, Goddard Eisenhower, 34. 4A number three, Andover Central, 17. So Eisenhower doing a number right now on Andover Central. So
you realize, of course, that there are more people who live between those two campuses than probably between here and Omaha or further.
That's true.
Because there are over a quarter of a million people who live between those two schools. Not that far apart, but they're on each side of the ICT.
So a Meadowlark score, we've got Wamego leading Kansas City, Washington, 47-0. That's at the end of three quarters. Centralia leads Troy, 28-6 in the fourth quarter. And speaking of Troy, how about we see Troy next week?
Why not? And we'll have the Ravens down pretty fast by then.
Yeah, we should have this whole thing figured out. And come here right here.
I like it. Can we leave our stuff? We probably need it tomorrow. We better take it home.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got a longer string for my suit can tomorrow.
Here we go. Ravens with their kick return unit out on the field. And Pleasant Ridge getting set to put a toe to the football. It is Reality Moranville. This is like a three-step advance, and the kick is very high and very short, fielded by that man at the 35, who is briskly taken down near the 40-yard line. Ravens are going to come out of the football to begin things in the second half. First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. And by the way, giving credit where credit is due for fielding that kick and doing a nice job of advancing it and hanging on to it. And I'm looking at those numbers out there. It's Bradley Sandoval, sophomore for the Ravens.
Playing that Dan Marino 13.
Yeah, you like that? Not everybody's willing to wear 13. First play of the second half. Ton of carries today. He'll run that one into the middle of the line for no gain. Lucas Hine, middle linebacker. Just underway in the second half. Again, we mentioned the Ravens are going to be back at home next week. We'll be with them with the Troy Trojans next week. Coach Jasper and his team coming to town. So you go north on, you know, a 7 highway run last this week and then next week. Here's a pass over to the right side, caught at the 40, up the field across the 45, and grabbed by the shoulder pads, trying to knot a horse collar type tackle is Thomas Bosch.
Thomas Bosch running over here to the near side. You had Wyatt Gortney along with Cooper Vine in on the stop.
That's a gain of about 7, third down 3. For the Ravens, I guess it would be really nice just to put together some kind of a nice first possession of the second half and, you know, kind of work that thing downfield.
Yeah, again, put together a little bit of a drive, keep the drive alive, and pick up a big first down here would be huge.
Single right back to the left side of Siebert on this third down. Lucas back, sets up, fires one over the middle, and incomplete. That was right off the hands of his receiver. He had a nice little pass to Amari Shepard. But Amari, I don't know if he was not quite ready. It came a little more quickly than he anticipated.
Yeah, I think that Luke really fired that thing in there. And Amari really wasn't expecting it to come in there that quickly. And that more come out of Academy. Quick thought. And they're going to say, let's just keep the offense out on the field.
And there's probably no reason to not, is there? I mean, really? Here they go, MHMA. 3 to the left and 1 to the right on a 4th down 3 call. At their own 47-yard line, first series of the second half. Defense stunts up. The blitz is on. Quarterback Siebert is back. He's got a man open. And I don't know if he saw it or what happened with it. Or did Lane get a hand on that?
Lane Wagemuth turned his back to the quarterback, was running towards the intended receiver, put his hands up in the air, and in doing so, the ball glanced off the outside of his right arm. Kind of forces the thing to wobble and get offline in an incomplete pass.
And that what the coaches say? Get the arms up.
Get your hands up. Yep.
So there you go. So the Ravens, unable to capitalize on the first possession of the second half. Football is going to go back to Pleasant Ridge, and they'll begin their initial series in the third quarter with a great field position at the Raven 47. QB will hand off the misdirection around to the right side and get to the edge at the 45-40 foot race down to the 35-30. Caught from behind, and finally, Hunter Dooley is going to be drugged there and around the 25-yard line. So Dooley boots to the outside.
I'm just checking the headset to make sure it's going into our box and not over there to head coach Spencer Foster, because that was just a quick counterplay. We saw Pleasant Ridge running a lot in the first half. That's right up your alley, right? Turn around, hand it to your running back, pick up, 17 on the play. And keep the clock going and move the sticks.
Little motion to the left side. Two guys are in motion. I think I saw a penalty go. Here's a handoff to the left side, to the 25, to the 20. Breaking the tackle to the 15. Cut in the middle of the 10. Hit at the 5 and into the end zone. But isn't there a marker over there? Because we had two guys moving at once.
Yeah, we're going to get a penalty again for the Ridge.
So it is going to come back.
That was
a nice run by Cooper. Again, he was what? He's looking for his third or fourth TD.
Yep.
Yeah,
he has a kickoff return and two runs for touchdown. So
that penalty,
and Lane Wagemuth over here saying, I've got two. I can catch up right here. Give me the ball.
You can do. So they're going to mark this thing off, and we'll step it back to the 30-yard line. And it'll be first and 13, 14. Yeah, something like that. 9:38 to go in the in the third quarter. And again, with the inverted phone around, Cooper buying a back to each hand and one behind him. It's going to be a delayed draw. Straight ahead goes Jack Malley. The big guy has three defenders hanging on him, and he's still chucking downfield all the way to the 16.
That time, a nice run up the middle by Jack Malley. And he's going to, he had the first down. They're going to mark just a little short. Let's call it second and a yard on the play. So we'll call it a gain of a dozen on first down.
All right, here's what, as I'm looking at him for the first time this season, here's what I see the Pleasant Ridge has got. He's got a lot of big, strong, athletic kids out there, okay? I mean, you got Cooper, you got Lane, you got Jack, you got Macy, you got Hunter, I mean, and all these guys on the line, big line. You don't have to get real fancy. You know, you can run it straight ahead, you can run to the goal line. Now the quarterback is going to go to the left side, boost left, goes to 15-10-5, and we're going to have a marker down as Cooper Bryant goes in again. He's going to have his second touchdown called back in this drive.
Oh, so he's going to say, let's see if we can get three of them. Hey, the Royals playing well tonight. If the Astros looked at their schedule and they saw the Royals at the back end, they would have said, great, awesome, we're going to get some wins. They lose two or three last weekend. They're down, how about this, 7-2 at the end of the sixth, and going against Cole Reagans has not been easy for any team right now. Royals leading in that ballgame. Clay Center ended their game at Hiawatha already, 75-14. Clay Center a winner in that ballgame.
Now, aren't the Astros just kind of in the tank right now?
Tank, but what? They're like a half game up in the wild card?
Don't know how they held on.
Yeah, trying to play the Royals here to end out the season. Hasn't gone well.
All right, that penalty is going to take that touchdown off the board, move the ball back out beyond the 20-yard line, make it to the 21. It'll bring up a second down and about a half a dozen for Pleasant Ridge. Quarterback will pitch it back. Here's that big running back running over people, and Jack Malley will not get to the first down, but he got most of it. Make it a third down and a couple. Inside eight to go in the third quarter. It is still a 40-16 lead for the visitors from Pleasant Ridge. It's kind of crazy, isn't it, that tonight's team is from a few miles south on 7 Highway, and next team is a few miles north on 7 Highway.
Now the officials are going to stop play for just a moment. They're going to bring the sticks in and check this thing out. We've seen more measurements tonight than we have in the first handful of weeks.
You know what, though, for the coaches, here's an opportunity to get the free timeout, right? You can talk to your team. You get them, both of the coaches have come out of the field and having a word with their guys.
Now the officials are saying, hey, wait a second. You guys can talk to them and come out on the field.
Oh, well, I suppose if you're going to be a stickler, the stretch of the sticks and just enough for the first and 10.
You know who else is going to be a stickler if you don't get this taken care of?
Oh, we're right on the dot, Joseph. We're pleased to remind everybody that they're enjoying high school football tonight on CARE Radio. That would be KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. 7.5 to go into the third quarter.
We could get a bonus every time we get that without Joseph telling us. We would get one bonus a year.
Well, maybe. Maybe. There's a snap back, handoff to the second guy, and another marker. And this time Cooper points at himself and says, I did that. I goofed up. That is what drives the coach crazy. Hey, you're up by a 40-16 count. And how many penalties has Ridge had on this series? I could think of four right now.
Yeah. I think a lot of it will drive head coach Spencer Foster, you know, a little like, come on, guys, we got to clean it up. That one is one of those things where I'm going to guess Cooper Bynum started into his cadence, saw something happen, paused for a second, and of course one of his offensive linemen offside. But some of those holding penalties, you also wonder if the officials really saw it.
Who's to say? 1st and 15. Quarterback following his running back to the outside. Oh, what a defensive play, rocketing in there for the Ravens was Kennedy Burnt, and he was absolutely just on a mission.
Yeah, he did a great job. He got right between the guard and the tackle, got into the backfield, was able to slip the block, get in the backfield, make the hit on the play. It's going to bring up a second and 13 for Pleasant Ridge.
That was that old see-the-ball-tackle-ball kind of a play. He just chased him down. Second down and long. 6:20 to go. Third quarter moving along relatively briskly. as a man. Open downfield, going to be caught at the 15, and down to the 10, and down to the 5. Stretching for that extra yard is going to be Hunter Dooley. And it is first and goal, Ridge.
So for Possum Ridge, they've taken lots of time off the clock, right? We're down to 6:05 left here in the third quarter of play. Keeping the ball on the ground will do that. And also, I didn't give some credit right now to head coach Spencer Foster, as I think he's probably taking a little time before he sends that play into the huddle.
I'm good with the Pleasant Ridge uniform and good with the numbers, except for that number 4 on Hunter. It's just kind of a weird 4. Here's a handoff left side and just blasting into the end zone. Malley looks at the defender who he ran over as he's standing in the end zone, looks down at him and says, "I'm in here and you couldn't stop me." 5:39 to go in the third quarter. And Pleasant Ridge will extend its lead.
For Jack Malley, that's going to be his second touchdown run of the day and his longest touchdown run of the night. That one, a 5-yarder. The one before, only 4.
Malley with 2 TDs. Lane Wagamuth with 2 TDs. But Cooper Byng still leading the way with 3 touchdowns for the Rams. And they will again go for 2. Malley, the only man in the backfield. Byng will roll right, throw right, has his man. He's going to make the catch, and does he get in? He does. A great second effort. The 2-point conversion is good. We're getting a timeout right here, Joseph, with 5:39 to go in the third.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Mount Academy finds itself trailing at 48-16 with 5:39 to go in the third quarter here on Homecoming 2023. We have a really, really good crowd for both of these schools. People showing up tonight. If you like football at all and you like beautiful fall weather at all, you've got to love the atmosphere here this evening. Rams with a kick return unit back on the field, and they're going to shorten up a little bit as we see Brielle and Team Ranville getting set to kick it away. Again, she only takes about a 3-4 step advance on the ball. And there's the kick. It is Honey pulling around, and were they able to cover? The kick coverage guy went headlong diving for the loose football, but that's a good job by Jack Morty. Get on top of that thing.
Man, that's a really good kick, right? It's high, tough, a little short. It just spins hard. I just feel like it's a tough one to hold on to. And Pleasant Ridge was right down there looking to cover it up. Just couldn't quite get there. It'll be first and 10 for MHMA, third and 25.
Jackson Vice is going to be the receiver to the near side for the Ravens. They'll fill a slot to the right and 2 also to the left. MHMA and they say that's kind of a passing look. Now the quarterback is back. He's in great jeopardy and is going to throw it.
He's going to get
operation one. It was the
I'm going to say he's out of bounds before he threw that football. Now we've got a Pleasant Ridge player that's a little slow to get up. He's over there cramping up a little bit.
Over near that point of tackle. Now there's a guy who maybe at this point of the game it's not going to be quite so serious. Certainly a player that the Rams will be keeping an eye on it. Jack Malley coming off the field. He has worked hard. He's been out there for every snap, every down all night long. And it's going to bring up a second down and a little over 20. Ravens are back inside their 15-yard line. Siebert takes a snap at the waist, throws one over to the near side. There had to be some kind of a miscommunication over here because the ball was kind of between a couple of receivers. One was running just an up and out, and one who was like cutting down the field, and It was quite uncatchable. Make it a third down to 20-plus.
Well, that's a long pass right there for Jack Sieber because the ball is on the left hash, and he's throwing it to guys that are almost outside the numbers on the right side of the field. So, again, that is an all-the-way-across-the-field pass because I've clocked with 5:15 left here in the third quarter for Moorhead Mount Academy. It'll be a third and 22.
And again, they're going to have two guys in this near side of the field with one over-the-top defender, which is kind of an interesting look. Now the quarterback is going to run again to the left, run short side, tries to keep it in bounds and does not. Going to lose about another half a dozen yards all the way back to the 10-yard line. And so for the Ravens, kind of a double-edged sword, and both of them are bad. I mean, you lose a lot of yardage and
32.
Yeah, you lose a lot of yardage. You find yourself in fourth down, and now you're going to give the Rams the football back with you're took a half a minute off the clock.
Yeah, so you took 32 seconds, and you lost 16 yards.
Vice is going to put it away from the goal line and gets a toe to it. It is high, and it is short, and it's going to take a bit of a Raven bounce across the 30 and roll dead around the 32-yard line, so long and short of it is, great field position for Pleasant Ridge.
That's not an awful pick, right? Because anytime Cooper Byan isn't touching the football on special teams, he probably did right. Oops, you're going to keep that.
And here come the Rams.
So for seven of those have ended in touchdowns. Six, some are. So six touchdowns tonight on offense. They also have the kick return for a touchdown. And it will be first and 10 in MHMA territory at the 32-yard line.
Here they come. And you have Jack Malley. He's fine. He's back into the go-to an eye. Handoff, tailback. He'll bounce left side, goes inside the 30, and give Hunter Dooley about a half a dozen on that first down carry.
Jack Smith is going to make the stop on the play, and now we've got a Pleasant Ridge player that is a little slow to get up.
And now he's going to climb to his feet, and he's going to come off the field under his own power. Again, sometimes he's going to get the wind knocked out of you a little bit. And
Holton tonight knocks off Perry LeCompton, 32-12.
Wait a minute. Are they going to have to hold up the scoreboard show for us?
Okay.
Always stick around here on Care Radio, the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz. They're the guys who will be telling you all about the stuff. You'll have scores from all over, recaps from all the games. And here's a handoff left side. Rich will take it to the 25, cut into the middle. Penalty markers will fly as the ball carrier is fine. They're going to be brought down to the ankles all the way at the 15-yard line. But again, you see a marker, you see it in that part of the field, and even though it was a really nice run by a freshman running back, that's Jacob Stewart, who's checked in, you expect perhaps this will come back. We'll wait to get a preliminary call from the official who's looking over to the far sideline. I think he's just letting Coach Foster know what that was all about. Never did get a call here, but it's going to go back to around the 29. So whatever it was against Pleasant Ridge. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Ravens are going to shuffle a couple of new athletes into the ball game. Second down, 7 for Pleasant Ridge at the Raven 30-yard line. The cut to the left side. There he goes at the 20, the 15, at the 10-5. Make it number 4 tonight for Pleasant Ridge quarterback Cooper Byan. He races into the end zone and extends the Rams' lead. They go up now 54-16.
Yeah, 30-yard touchdown run right there by Cooper Byan. He just took the snap and went around the left end with a whole lot of blocking, right? He had a running back. He had a fullback. He had a left tackle out there. And for Moorhill Mount Academy, they didn't have enough defenders out there. Back to trying to attempt the PAT.
Reality Miranville in for another kick attempt and see if they've got that long snap thing solidified. Wait, well, that one's nice. The boot is airborne, and it's right through there. Pleasant Ridge, 65, Ravens, 16.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here with 3:51 to go in the third quarter. 55-16. Pleasant Ridge in front. This is what Gustin, it's not like we're recapping a game, there's still over a quarter to go, okay? But let me tell you what, when we recap this, we're going to say Pleasant Ridge started off fast and they were just good from literally the first kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, they took that opening kickoff. Now the ball's going to fall off the tee. But when this thing started at the 11:46 mark, so what, we were 14 seconds into the ballgame, Cooper Byan had returned a 73-yard kick for a touchdown. And Pleasant Ridge, I'm telling you, this team has looked much better than a 1-2 team coming into tonight.
Here's a kick. It is high. And a fair catch called for, and there's a big hit and a penalty marker. And another one. Here's the thing. I don't see a lot of high school guys calling the fair catch.
Now, these are the college anymore, more than we had ever. Now, I will tell you, the kick coverage guy over there, he pulled off at the end, right? He didn't light him up. It was one of those things, like, he was getting down there, the hand went up, and you're like, uh-oh. And then he ran over the returner. So you're going to get this thing out at probably your own Pleasant Ridge 45.
I got a question for you, another rules question, because we've had a lot of kind of crazy calls, but correct calls tonight. As a kicker, do you also have to stay on sides when you kick? Because I'm watching tonight, and the kicker's left foot is fully 2 feet beyond the ball before the right foot comes across.
Yeah, kickers do that. They'll get that plant foot out
yeah,
and run,
right
and then
front.
Get that extra torque. And then,
uh-huh. Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So they can be offside.
Exactly.
Okay. Here we go for the Ravens. First down, a little sidearm pass, and it's incomplete over in the right flat. Morehead Academy beginning this series after that penalty at the 45-yard line up Pleasant Ridge. And we're down to a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Congratulations to head coach Jeff Schneider and JC and the Chargers. Race to 4-0 and do it in decisive fashion over McClellan tonight, 52-6.
We're also about to knock off ACCHS on homecoming.
Here's a pass over the middle. It is deep. It is picked. It is dropped. And incomplete.
That time over the middle for Pleasant Ridge, you saw Wyatt Gwartney, the senior, not able to haul that thing in, and it'll be an incomplete pass. We have a minute left here in the third quarter.
So for the Ravens, again, that was a pretty good pass. Had his guy, but just kind of maybe singled a little bit. Third down 10. Ravens in four down territory here at the Pleasant Ridge 45-yard line.
Anybody that has lime green shorts and socks that match, we're talking.
Here's a pass over the middle, and again, it's going to be a little bit behind the intended receiver, Jackson Vice. He spun around and kind of turned behind him and could not quite haul it down. Jackson's disappointed in himself. He thought he was going to be able to catch that, but that would have been a very difficult play to make.
Yeah, that was going to have to be one of those plays where you kind of contort yourself backwards, make a spectacular catch, but it'll bring up a fourth down for MHMA. And if I'm Coach Fredrickson, I'm saying, hey, hold back and let's talk about this play, but they're going to be up over the football with 5 seconds left, and Luke's trying to get this thing snapped.
2 seconds, one, and he does. Siebert is back. Back to throw, being chased. He's in deep, deep trouble. Running the wrong way. Running further the wrong way. Now he'll turn, gets to the 45, gets across the 50, and kind of going to be gliding out of bounds. Probably go back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard or so, yeah. And we are through three quarters in Atchison. With a timeout of the field and three quarters in a book, it is Pleasant Ridge 55, Markham Out Academy 16.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Sky Galley Field on the campus of our Helmet Academy in Atchison, Kansas, Northeast Kansas League, and what is it, Class 2A District 3? Is that right?
Yep, District 3.
Okay. So we've got all that going on, which is nice.
Talk about District 3 for a second. District 3 includes ACCHS, Silver Lake, Pleasant Ridge, Rossville, Fort Hill Mount Academy. They will then match up with District 4. You say, who's in District 4? Let me enlighten you.
I was just a question I was getting ready to ask.
Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Minneapolis, Riley County, and Horton. So 3 will match up with District 4.
Okay, so District 3 has 4, but District 4 has 5?
No, they both have 5.
Both have 5? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. ACCHS, Silver Lake, Rossville, Pleasant Ridge, Moore Hill, and then Nemaha, Sabetha, Minneapolis, Riley County, Horton.
Okay. All right. Just throwing in that Highway 24 group in here. Here we go.
Is that what Minneapolis is?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they got numbers out there. Right. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. They'll start the fourth quarter with a first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Heading off to a new running back as coming out of the ball game will be Jack Malley. He's probably going to finish it off on the sideline tonight. And freshman Jacob Stewart comes in. Jacob will kick it over to the left side and give him a yard or so. Second down and long.
Pleasant Ridge getting a lot of young guys in there.
Yeah.
You can see. Who we got out there? 19, Julius Holbert, out there. But what they are doing is, for the moment, it looks like they're going to keep Cooper in there at the quarterback. I'm going to tell you, I don't expect him to do anything other than just facilitate the offense.
You would think. You take the snap and you hand it to someone like Jacob Stewart, who's his running back right now. And he will pitch it to Stewart. He comes to the right. Wow! Swarmed over by the Raven defense. They saw that coming.
Jack
and they got
Smith.
Back there.
Yeah, Jack Smith, the first guy over there. Kendi Burnt also over there. Kendi has had a great game for Moore Hill Mount Academy. That young man is going to be just exhausted after this game. Second and 9 now for Pleasant Ridge. They're going to give him a gain of a yard on the play.
Here comes a third down and long. Third down and 8 or 9, just shy of their own 45-yard line.
Pleasant Ridge has ran David May, a big freshman, off the field. And I'm going to tell you, David's a big guy playing the fullback position.
Third down call. They're still moving to 6 around a little bit to go on a little misdirection, sweeping around to the left side. And there's not much there for Lane this time.
Yeah, Lane has scored on that same play twice tonight. That time, it made you make sniffed out a little bit. They were ready for it. And now it's going to bring up a fourth down, and it looks like going to be in an apparent punt for Pleasant Ridge. And ask me how many times they punted today. This will be number, this will be number 2.
Well,
punted right before half.
Ravens are going to be back with the kick return unit, and return man is going to be back on his own 32-yard line. Snap back. That's a good snap. And this kick of the way is even better. It'll bounce at the 25, picked up at the 20, and immediately downed is going to be Chase Campbell, a freshman. Chase tried to get to the outside. The pursuit was far too good by Julius Tolbert. And it'll be first and 10 for the Ravens as we're inside 9.5 to play here tonight. Raven football tomorrow here on CARE Radio. 12:45 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the kickoff at Wilcox Stadium. The Ravens and the Wildcats. Speaking of Wildcats, KUK State will play tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, KU's got undefeated BYU.
And Central Florida for Kansas State, right?
Yep. A
couple of those new conference teams that I'm still struggling to get my head around.
Well, a KU win tomorrow, and they could be undefeated headed into that Texas game of the week.
First and 10, Raven. Snap is low, picked up off the ground, pumped once, pulled back. Siebert is going to run. Gets a nice block. What a nice job on the near side. Siebert gets hit well out of bounds, but no penalty marker is going to sail. And I'm telling you, guys, on that play, what a nice job.
Yeah, he did a great job getting out there, getting his man. It's a nice run right there.
Plus, right?
Double plus.
Hard to get better than that. It's enough for the first down, and the Ravens are going to advance the chains across their own 40-yard line with 8 minutes to play in the game. Here comes M.A.J.M.A.
Julius Torbett making the tackle on the play for Pleasant Ridge.
Single man to the backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking. Now the blitz comes. QB rolls right. Looking. Now he's going to tuck it, going to run, going to walk it up the far sideline, pick up a first down, and he'll take it across midfield. And Ravens are going to advance the chains down to the 49-yard line of Ridge. And Luke Siebert, with nowhere to go with the ball, just decides, again, to work that sideline.
Which is going to go there with that. You ever seen a quarterback run so far as Luke Siebert does? Because he gets all the way to the sideline before he turns it up. He doesn't turn it up outside the tackle box, doesn't turn it up at the numbers. And he runs directly to the sideline, plants, and then gets upfield. And this works for him tonight.
Here comes the first and 10 from Rams territory. Siebert is back. Little pass in. The receiver never turned around, never knew it was coming, and fortunately, it was out of the reach of not only the receiver, but it was also out of the reach of Jacob Stewart, the coverage man who was over there.
Yeah, Jacob Stewart went to break on that football, and his feet kind of got out from under him. He had to slow down for a second, but yeah, for Morehead Mountain Academy, they had the right route. It was just a little wheel route out of the backfield, and just running back missed it. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 10 for MHMA.
Luke will take his time, snap back at the waist, fires over to the left flat. It's going to be caught. Oh, it's a nice move after the catch to the 45-40 and down to the 38-yard line. That was a nice little juke by Thomas Bose as he caught the ball. The defender was coming at him, and he just kind of gave him that little hesitation step, and the defender shot on by. David May makes the stop for the Rams, a freshman on the defense.
Yeah, look at David May over here, number 34, the defensive end. I mean, he's got kind of that defensive end size.
Yeah, and again, a freshman. So we're talking about a guy who's, 15 years old? First down, Ravens at the 38. Putting together a nice little series here in the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Now Siebert again runs for his life, gets around the edge, throws late across the middle, and incomplete. A defender racing up after the ball, and it was right at the feet of Eli Whitner. And will be incomplete.
That time, Isaac McAvoy, a freshman for Pleasant Ridge, was chasing down Luke Siebert.
5:15 to go in the game. Ravens looking to tack on a score here in the second half. Very wide to the right side for MHMA. It's going to be Ian Bose. Ian is a sophomore. Running back. James Peltzer. James has been utilized a lot as a blocker here today. He's had some carries, but he's a multifaceted kind of a guy. Stays in the block again, and look at Siebert run straight up the middle at the 35, 30, 25. And I don't know if it was intentionally feet first or if he just got tackled from the top and momentum carried his feet forward, but he's inside the 20-yard line, giving the 18 and another. Raven first down.
Good possession right here for Morehead Mountain Academy in their junior quarterback, Luke Siebert. Now he's going to walk over and talk to the sophomore wide receiver, Ian Bose, and send him out to the right side.
Long count with the quarterback. It took him plenty of time. Went to get this thing right. Snap back. He drops it. Picks it back up. By that time, the defense is pursuing him. He's got room to run, and he's going to pick up another first down. Again, slashing to the outside and going out of bounds across the way. So, for the Ravens, this has been a 6, 8, 10 yard at a crack kind of an offense. It's worked well, right? But this has kind of been their offense all night. You get Luke Siever outside the pocket and give him a chance to run the football. I mean, they haven't really tried to stretch the field, and some of that has been give a hats off to this Pleasant Ridge Ram defense. I mean, they've done a nice job of getting in the backfield in a hurry because the defensive line of theirs is pretty stout. He's certainly been scrambling back there, throwing the ball, being chased, looking to roll out to throw, and then running the ball. Here's a pass left side. It's going to be caught at the 5, looking for a block, and short of the goal line. It'll bring up the first and goal, Ravens. Thomas Bose hit the catch. He's down to the 2. Now, as Luke Siever walks over to the sideline, he's going to indicate to head coach Zach Fredrickson what he would like to run on this play. And Zach kind of gives him that little head nod and said, go for it.
Yeah.
And is that just a roll out and run for the corner of the end zone? Trying to get inside the pylon?
Most likely.
Yeah. 3 receivers to the right side, the wide side. And again, you got the quarterback out as a receiver. In at quarterback is going to be Thomas Bose. Bose will take the snap of the knees, drops it. It's rolling around, and Ridge is going to take. No opportunity to corral that thing in the Ravens after getting down to the 2-yard line, had a first and goal, and just could not quite punch it in.
So, for Pleasant Ridge, they're going to get this thing inside their own 5, and they're going to have to run 2 minutes off the clock.
55-16. Pleasant Ridge in front.
For Moore Hill Mount Academy, that's the second possession tonight that has ended on a turnover, and both of those turnovers were fumbles tonight, no interceptions. We didn't see any interceptions in the ballgame. When was the last time you saw a whole football game with no interceptions?
Now, and they're taking the time out, Joseph. We're going to hang on to it right here for you because you worked so hard. These two teams have predominantly run the football.
I didn't say that.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. We've seen both these teams, and especially Pleasant Ridge, really feel comfortable keeping the ball on the ground. And can I tell you, Ridge has some pieces that they can build on and get better as the season progresses. It's hard to believe that here we are this early in the season. We're in, what, week 4?
Yeah, and we're early in the season. We're halfway through.
Yeah.
After tonight, we're right at halfway.
So, we only have one more Saturday in October, or in September, right?
Yes.
Next Saturday, we're going to go to Tuscaloosa.
Not the Bears.
Yeah. I wish it was the Bears.
The Chiefs have the Bears.
Isn't their high school? Aren't they the Bears, too?
No, about
no they're the Indians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think
that's right. Just like down the road, the Indianola Indians.
Yep. Indianola is the place where we saw maybe the biggest deer I've ever seen.
I think we should go back for the balloon festival.
Yay!
We're inside 2 minutes to play the ball game, and coming out of the timeout, here comes Pleasant Ridge. New quarterback, hands off to the same running back, barreling up the field. Ravens trying to tackle the football, and Jack Malley just wraps it up, rumbles up the field across the 25-yard line, picks up over 20 yards. And that was just off left guard. Yeah, the two fantasy quarterback at the Rams right now is going to be Mason Ewart.
I like the way that Jack Malley runs, right?
Yeah. At the goal line.
Go south.
There's nothing fancy about this.
You don't slow him down, he's going to look like Forrest as he keeps running towards Easton.
And here's the thing. Right now, he's 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Quarterback is under center. He's going to have a head of steam up when he gets a handle on that ball. And, you know, stepping in front of him is going to be a tough job. Now, he'll hit into the left side and get ankle tackled. And there's a nice block about 12 yards, 15 yards downfield. That's when you're a freshman and you want to show coaches you want to play. You keep that block going until you hear a whistle.
you walk over to the far sideline and you look for assistant coach Chris Langley and say, isn't that how you used to block? Is it?
He's trying.
Yeah.
Is that how he blocked?
He was more of a back corner fade, right?
Yeah. Because he was 6'5" and could do that.
So next week, Pleasant Ridge is going to be home as they're going to host ACCHS in another district game.
So shift to the iron. What may be the final play of the ball game? Handing it off to the tailback who hits the right side. Going to be ankle tackled around the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight from Guy Galley Field. The Pleasant Ridge Rams, 55. Marhill Mount Academy, 16. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We return to Guy Galley Field, where the team's meeting in the center of the field out here, and nice show of sportsmanship. Homecoming 2023, the crowd was great, the atmosphere was great for the Ravens, though they would rather the score a little different as Pleasant Ridge dominated in this one from the onset, took the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and ended up winning it tonight 55-16. Rich, I guess they just played pretty well. They are big, they're athletic, and they're a good team.
Yeah, they're a team who, on their very first kickoff return of the night, took it 73 yards back to the house, got on the board quickly. Then their first offensive possession, they went four and out, turnover on down. But then after that, they riddled off touchdowns. They hit five touchdowns on their next six possessions and then hit two in the second half, finishes the ball game with a punt in the fourth quarter and then ran out the clock. Pleasant Ridge is a team who has a lot of good-looking pieces. You talk about Cooper Bynum tonight with what he ended up with, four rushing touchdowns. You had Lane Wagamuth get in the end zone twice, and you had Jack Maley go in from 5 and 4 yards. For Morehill Mount Academy, their scoring came on two touchdowns by Luke Siebert, a 7-yard touchdown run. Then he caught the 2-point conversion, then a 77-yard touchdown run, and James Pelper capped that off with a 2-point run of his own. So for Morehill Mount Academy, they'll turn their attention next week to a home game against Troy. And for Pleasant Ridge, they're going to be home next week because they'll get the Tigers coming to town.
And tomorrow we're going to be at the Wilcox Stadium, the Benedictine Ravens on a family weekend. BC is 5 o'clock. We encourage you to join us for that. Also, we encourage you to stick around here on Care Radio as the High School Football Scoreboard Show coming your way with Jake and Boz. You'll get the scores from all the games around and lots of recaps from the games covered on our network of stations. I want to thank you for having joined us again. The final score tonight in Atchison, Kansas. It was Pleasant Ridge 55, Morehill Mount Academy 16. Summer greets you tomorrow. For Joseph, our producer, engineer, and the guy who takes care of it all back at the studio, Joseph, we appreciate what you do. And for Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net.
This has been an MSC Sports production.